KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes, people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Those columns, not only are they beautiful, I mean, they're doing a pretty important job of holding up a good portion of your roof, I would imagine. So if you think about kind of boxing them in, that's going to change the architectural style of the home. If you want to disassemble and move them, then you have to support what's behind it, and then you have to square them off again. It's going to change the architectural perception of this beautiful home. So a couple of things. I mean, if you want to do a big, big project here, you can talk with an architect, maybe think about redesigning the front of the house, get it closer to kind of what you have in mind. Truly, the style of your home isn't really leaning towards modification, and it would be kind of odd to have a screen and porch sort of shoved in a space that's covered by all those columns. These columns are what makes your home unique, so I think you trying to piece together this screened in porch with the style of home you have is just not going to sort of read correctly, and it will end up looking like a mishmash of styles. Definitely consult with an architect. Generally, you can have those sort of first consulting meetings, a rough sketch sort of at like one price point before you head into working drawings, etc. So it might be worth it to sort of meet with an architect, get an idea of what can be done, what does that look like, and if you're on board with that, then the next step would be to have that architect draw up working drawings, take that to different contractors for bid, and just see if it's worth it in the long run changing your home that much to create the screen and porch. But I think kind of working with what you already have and adding that in is not going to be the answer.
Oh, come on, Leslie. You're not going to entrust Corinthian pillar supports to the average handyman? Come on.
No, Jim. You know what this house looks like. This is like an estate. This is like in a historical home. This part of Louisiana always has such beautiful architecture, so you want to get it right.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah?
How about some tiling advice for David in Anchorage, Alaska? You're the tiling aficionado.
You're making me this expert on everything. I mean, I just want to talk to this guy about the Northern Lights.
Or would it be aficionada?
I'm going to go with O.
Head down to Anchorage, Alaska. We've got David on the line, who's looking to do a tile project. What's going on, David?
Up here, we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. Sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down. Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a, like I said, it's a knockdown.
Okay, so it's more like an orange peel. Now, orange
yes.
peel is kind of a thing that's really adhered well. So if yours is stuck pretty well, what I would do is thinking you could leave it or you could sand it to rough it up a bit, and that's going to help you get better adhesion from the tile adhesive. But as long as you can place that tile, once you've got the adhesive or the mastic in place, and that tile lays flat, that's your goal there. So, you know, you can sand the surface a little bit. You want to get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on the wall right now, because you want to be able to glue that tile on and basically go right on top of that texture.
Okay. Well, I've seen, YouTube videos on scoring at first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
Yeah, scoring, sanding, I mean, it's kind of the same effect. And the interesting thing here is because you're going to tile over, whatever you're doing to prep that wall, you can't make it look too rough. You kind of can't overdo the roughness. So I would sand it, make sure you've got some good glue for it to stick to, score it with a knife if you want. That's kind of the same idea. But if you have like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something, and you just even hand sanded those raised spots, as long as you feel like you've got a clean, flatter surface for the glue to adhere to, and you're going to be able to tell, you should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
You know, if it's a small area, you really could just do it by hand. But certainly if you want to use an orbital sander, that's fine. I mean, it's a wall. Make sure you use breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask. But that dust is going to get everywhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project, Dave. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, do you want to save time and energy cutting your grass? Well, setting your mower as low as possible is not going to do the trick. We'll tell you why after this. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers
3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is The Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune into The Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you will gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Deborah in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm calling about dry locking my basement. I have my concerns about, well, number one, the odor, because I have pets. And number two, where does that water go if you just trap it in the cinder block? So I'm in a debate with my other half about, yes, we should do it. No, we shouldn't. We had one, you know, water incident in 15 years, and that's the only thing that's happened since, but I still would rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's a great question, Deborah. So first of all, Drylock is a product that does have some odor. I mean, it's not a terrible odor. I remember Tom did a project in his basement, and I remember him talking about how he kind of had to use a fan and keep the windows open and kind of stuck it in one of the windows just to make sure it pulled up some air out of the basement and was okay. You know, but I remember him saying it wasn't terrible. And I mean, I wouldn't have any concerns about your pets while you're using this product. Obviously, don't leave it right next to your pets or have your pets in the same room, but I wouldn't be concerned with having the pets in the house. Now, you ask the question, so what happens to the water? Am I keeping it out? So listen, this is kind of a point of misunderstanding. Drylock isn't keeping the waves of the ocean out of your basement. I mean, it's not that kind of thing. It's stopping some of the evaporation that will come from the block in the wall getting damp, but it doesn't stop a lot of water coming in. If it wants to get in, it's gonna get in. And the way that you stop that though, especially since you mentioned that this has only happened once in 15 years, you've got a problem with drainage, and I can tell you right now that if you look at your gutters, they're either blocked or the downspouts are disconnected or maybe they're not even extended away from the house or the soil around the house is kind of sloping or sagging toward the walls. All of this thing sort of causes those floods. So you don't have to worry about sealing your house against the water. Your house is going to stay dry if you stop the water from getting there by working on your drainage. You know, head on over to moneypit.com, and on the homepage you can read a post about wet basements and how to prevent a wet basement. There's a lot of step-by-step information that you need there in that post, so check it out, and I promise you those problems will probably magically disappear. Well, most people don't really give their grass cutting much thought, but they should. If it's done right, you will enjoy a beautiful, healthy lawn. But if you do it wrong, you're going to end up with a weed-filled dust bowl. So here's what you need to know. First of all, avoid cutting that lawn too short. You know, a shorn lawn is vulnerable to diseases and weed infestation. Taller grass kind of develops a deeper root system, which creates a lawn that truly can better withstand drought. Now, the general rule is to never remove more than one-third of the total grass blade length in a single cutting. You want to avoid mowing in the same pattern each time you mow. It kind of, if you do that, it will compact the soil and create ruts. So switch it up a bit. Maybe try to make a pattern. Keep your mowing blade sharp, and that's going to give you the best mowing results. Sharpen those blades at least a couple of times during the mowing season, and that's not a difficult DIY project. You just follow those manufacturer guidelines for removing the mower blade and then reattach it after it's sharpened. I know in our area there's a couple of bike shops that also service lawn mowers and snow blowers, so if that's not a project you want to tackle, there's definitely somebody nearby that can lend a hand.
All right, now, Leslie, we need your expertise here on grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky for Nicole. Nicole, what's going on there?
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
I love that grout cleaning is my area of expertise, Jim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do enjoy that chore very, very much. Grout cleaning is probably like the most, not the most labor intensive, but you know, it's like toothbrush and on your hands and knees on the floor.
Tedious, yeah.
Tedious. It's a pain in the butt, but it is very effective when you do get down to that project. So, you know, if you're trying to keep things with natural cleaners like lemon juice, super dingy grout is just not going to get clean with that kind of natural approach. This is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which could be a grout stripper. And that's probably the best material out there because that really strips into that dinginess of the grout and kind of removes those upper layers where all of that like yuck has settled in. And then it pulls it out. I mean, recently I needed to regrout a shower and I found that it had also gotten quite dingy. And, you know, no matter how hard sometimes you clean something, you're just not going to get it as white as it was. So you can use a grout saw, which basically looks like a very small kind of file, and you kind of dig away at the grout in between the tiles. It doesn't damage the tiles, and you kind of scrape out most of the grout. And then you can regrout it, and once again, you're going to have that beautiful, bright look. I mean, you're never going to get it quite as bright as the day it was put in, so here's a great chance for you to really redo that. There's all kinds of things, you know, again, once you get it to the look that you want, the grout, whether it's through cleaning or regrouting, you can get a grout sealer. And that's an additional product that you put on top of the grout once it's cured. And that's definitely a great way to make sure that that finished product, that finished look, will kind of last as long as you want it to. So there's a lot of different approaches. I mean, if you put the sealer on, I'm not saying you don't ever have to clean the grout, because you will have to clean the grout. But no one wants like a dingy looking grout. The other thing is, if you just don't ever want to deal with cleaning the grout, choose a darker color grout. I don't know if that's like cheating.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's eventually going to look kind of yucky, so why not go with a cool gray or like a black? You know, think of it like a pre-washed jean or like something that has more of like an effect on it. But, you know, it kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, cool looking grout you don't have to clean. Still seal it. Just some ideas, Nicole.
And there you have it.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. When we return, we'll be joined by a very smart and talented design and DIY expert, Karen Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of the newly launched women's workwear line, Do the Work. So stick around.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through
through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
It's time to embrace the suck once again.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Every stock market sell-off is different. The media will tell you it's the end of the world. Don't believe it. If you have an investment plan, you'll be just fine.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
To sit and have a conversation with somebody who is a CEO and also a woman, it like opens my eyes to things that could possibly happen for myself or other women around me in the future.
Yeah, and I liked your question about, you know, how it feels to be a woman in that leadership room. Is that something that's important to you?
Yeah, I mean, around me, it's like a lot of strong women around me. We make things happen, but I know in certain cases, women feel looked down upon when it comes to mostly anything.
I think one of the things that we didn't touch on, Mary, either, is that you're a woman in a pretty male-dominated industry as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Joining us today, we have Kara Newhart, and Kara hosts the Makerspace podcast and has just launched a new women's workwear line called Do the Work. Kara is on a mission to empower everyday women to take charge of their homes and design their spaces that they are obsessed with on their terms. Kara is going to teach you how to create your dream home one project at a time. Kara, welcome to the Money Pit.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting to have you. I mean, your website is really darling. It's filled with a lot of great information. I love everything that you're doing. What kind of started your love and passion of home improvement and sharing your love of design?
Oh, yeah. So it was a windy path, as I think all creative ones are.
Yeah, they're never straight.
Never straight, yeah. Started in finance in oil and gas and needed a creative outlet. I had just bought my first house in Denver and had big dreams, but a little budget, and got to work hands-on, decided to just do it myself. So I learned one tool at a time, and I was terrified to use a saw when I first started. So I would go into Home Depot and have them cut all the wood for me.
I mean, I can remember my first time with a table saw. Table saws are terrifying.
Yeah, they're no joke. I mean, you should be scared a little bit. You need to stay safe, but don't let that fear hold you back.
Agreed. I mean, there's so much that you can tackle once you sort of gain control of your fears and start working with those tools. So what kind of was that first project that you felt the confidence to dive in and tackle it with the tools?
Yeah, so we bought a builder-grade home. So I had the most basic ever powder bathroom, literally just a closet with a toilet and a sink. And I wanted to, you know, give it some personality and some storage. So I built a couple of shelves just out of, like, really basic lumber and cut a slit in it, so I had this, like, circle mirror that, like, went down into the shelf. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
It's awesome. And how many mirrors did you go through because you broke them?
How many mirrors? Oh, at least three.
Now, it's interesting.
The 14 years of bad luck.
No, I don't believe in any of that, because I feel like if it's a project and, you know, you're working with the mirror, like, sometimes you can't avoid it. So I think that bad luck goes, you know, away. I think it gets reflected off that mirror and away from you. And speaking of, you say, is this the home that you mentioned that you truly think is haunted?
Oh, no, that's the one I'm in now. So it's a 200-year-old home diagonal from a cemetery, and there's two others in the neighborhood. So, yeah, it's pretty wild over here.
That is insane. I think we will save that for another interview when I have you come back, maybe like a Halloween October time, so we can really talk about the spooky stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's so much.
We're talking with Kara Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of a women's workwear line called Do the Work, which is brand spanking new. Can you tell us about this women's workwear clothing line that you've created?
Yeah, I wanted it to be super functional for women just like me tackling projects, so it's medium-duty workwear, more pockets than you could ever dream of, looks like athleisure, and has tons of function so that you can tackle projects and have all your tools right there handy and not have to be in boxy, scaled-down men's patterns.
No, and it really, I mean, it's adorable. It looks great. It truly does have pockets everywhere. I love that you sort of have a level, like, mm-hmm. right in your back, almost like your quiver of
yep.
arrows, where you can just grab
uh-huh.
things that you're looking for.
Right. Draw your level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly. I will get my level, and I will make this work. I think that's great. How is the clothing line doing so far? Do you have a good holiday season with it? I know you said it launched just around the holiday time, right?
Yeah, it's been amazing so far. I think it's just so needed that we get to have stuff that's really cute and really functional, because I don't think we shop to pick. So seeing the response has been just incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. I just love everything that you're doing, and I kind of like this idea. When I was, you know, looking through all your stuff, you mentioned this messy middle, which is kind of like, you know, for a lot of people, and for you especially, this is sort of like the launching part where you've started a project, but now you really kind of get the evolution of it while you're in the mix.
I had to learn this the hard way. I've been in it so many times where I demoed something. I don't know, you know, what I'm doing. I'm crying on the floor like, will this even work? But then what I realized is that's where the magic is. When you're problem solving, when you're pushing yourself to learn new things, it's the process of transformation that we don't see online with the before and after. It's when the caterpillar gets into the cocoon and turns to literal goo. You know, before he had legs, he had friends, and now
right.
he's goo. And it's like, will I be a butterfly? So learning to get comfortable with that process is like the beauty of creating something. And it teaches you a lot about yourself, and it makes really incredible projects if you can embrace it. But it's hard at first.
And I think, you know, you're right. I think you're sort of at a part where it can get really scary in the project. You know, it's like, You have self-doubt. You are curious what it's going to look like. And I think because it's your home, your project, your thing, it super affects you. Whereas if a builder would have come in and he'd be like, or he or she would be like, blah, I just took down the wall. So
right.
what? You know, they don't face
right.
that. But because you're so invested in the space, but it is a great chance to grow and truly create the spaces that you're going to love.
Right. And get to push yourself. So sitting in, it's really uncomfortable. You know, you have to sit there and look at the wall you demoed where the builder gets to close the door and go home.
Yeah, you're sitting in it.
Yeah, right. But when you embrace it, it's like there's a lot of problem solving. There's a lot of like cool ideas that come through and you get really comfortable with the process. And that's what, yeah, that's where the magic is in the messy middle.
Oh, I love that. Before I let you go, Kara, when do you know it's a project that you should really leave to the pros?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so plumbing, I personally don't touch because I'm not that great at it.
Same.
Electrical.
Same, because you could die.
My dad was an electrician growing up, so I know my limits. Like, I never opened the panel. I would say those two are the two big ones where unless you're really comfortable, it's always worth it just to have it done right.
All right. Well, that's all excellent advice. Kara, excellent, excellent work. I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. We've been joined by Kara Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of an amazing women's workwear line called Do the Work. You can check it out at dothework.com, but it's spelled a little different. It's dothework.com. It's a great gift for all of the female builders in your life and those DIYers. Kara, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We hope you'll join us again real soon.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And I promise I'm coming back to you in October. I want to learn all about this haunted house of yours. I mean it, guys. We're going to learn. Coming up, few home improvements bring more beauty and value to a home than adding a hardwood floor. So we're going to share tips on advances in hardwood flooring to make this product easier to install next. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. What projects do you have planned now that the warmer weather has moved in across the U.S.? Maybe are you putting in a pool? Are you finally going to have the best backyard on the block? Whatever it is, we can help you get those projects done successfully so you can be enjoying your money pit as soon as that sun rises each day. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's on the line?
Down in Little Rock, Arkansas, we've got Mike, and you've got the money pit. Mike, what can we do for you, bud?
Well, I've been doing some remodeling on my house, and it's been going on since about 2018. I'm kind of doing it piecemeal as I can afford things. And we're getting ready to list it probably later this springtime. And I want to know if I can list it as newly remodeled or freshly remodeled. What would be the best way to list it? Because it has taken me 3-4 years to do it.
I mean, listen, you spent 3 years fixing up this house, so I think it's fair to say that I don't think you're misrepresenting anything. And then you could fill in the blanks and let folks know what you did. In fact, that would give you a kind of a leg up on the competition, too. We always say it's a good idea to have an inventory that lists your improvements when you put the house on the market, you know, especially if you have anything that's energy saving, because all of those are really attractive to people as they're looking. So you could say updated windows to energy efficient models in 2025, you know, changed out the flush and the flapper valve in summer of 2024. You know, the everything, silly things, big things. It just kind of shows that you care about the house, you're maintaining it, you're taking care of it. It's all of those details. And I think that's very appealing to a buyer. So I would kind of create this list and list all those benefits and improvements.
Great. I appreciate that. That's what I'll do.
All right. Good luck with your project. And we hope that you sell it quickly and, you know, for a lot of money. Well, it used to be that unless you installed a hardwood floor right when that home was built, it was pretty much impossible to add it after the fact. But today, the availability of durable, pre-finished hardwood flooring has made it a very doable project and something that offers real value to a home, which is why you almost always see real estate agents calling out the hardwood floor in their listings and the advertisements. Now, another benefit of having hardwood flooring is that it doesn't trap dust and dirt like a carpet, so it's definitely a better choice for the allergy sufferers in your life. And they're also easier to maintain, and they do last longer than carpeting. If you're thinking about installing it, there's really one of the longest-lasting flooring options that you can have, because with a hardwood floor, you can sand and refinish it multiple times, and that's really depending on the thickness of the floorboards themselves. So when it comes time to install, solid hardwood flooring could be installed on or above grade level, but they're really not recommended for anything below grade, like a basement, because those areas tend to have a lot of moisture, they're damper. There's a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that's definitely made to stand up to the moisture levels that you find in a below grade space. Finally, you want to keep in mind that solid hardwood flooring needs to fully acclimate prior to your installing of it, and that just means you need to leave it in the room where it's going to be installed, you know, where it's going to live, for just a few days before you plan on installing it. This way it kind of gets used to the moisture content, the temperature differences throughout the day, you know, the attitudes of all your family members. It's going to make it difficult to install. I'm just saying. No, seriously, though. You got to leave it in the space a few days. And if you do that, you're going to have a beautiful floor in any room of your choice.
Heading out to Minnesota, Leslie, we've got Stacy. Stacy, what's going on at your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work, and we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash.
All right, Stacy, so I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like maybe you're trying to fill in that mortar so you have a smooth surface and not really repoint the bricks. And when I say repoint, I'm talking about the grout, really, between the bricks. So do you still want to see the brick face and have that smooth line between that's at the same level? I mean, I think that might be kind of weird if you have, like, a brick face texture and then sort of like a smooth grid going around it. But if you're talking about a lime wash, which is kind of like a pickling finish, that really only works on wood because a lime wash is going to sit on a wood grain and goes into the wood grain and then reacts with the grain itself and causes it to have the sort of white chalky finish in the graining, and then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on brick because it's not going to absorb into the brick in the same way. It's just going to kind of get stuck in a lot of places, and you might get a lot of, you know, differences in looks between where the filling is, the mortar, the brick, etc. You know, I think if you're trying to go for a smooth finish, that's something completely different from the brick. You know, you can think about the idea of tiling or, you know, a stone fascia to go over the brick just to give you a completely different look. But I think this sort of effect that you're envisioning here, maybe I'm not picturing it right, but I think the way I'm visualizing it seems a little bit odd. You know, you could do stucco also. That's another option, but that's just a different texture. And that goes on top of the brick forever, and it would be a real pain in the butt to ever take off. The faux stone really does look beautiful, and you can find things sort of in like maybe something that's very linear, like a ledge stone, or something more natural, like a river rock or something. And you can get them in those sort of white finishes that I think is what you have in mind. So let's do a little bit more exploring, Stacy. And if you want to come back to us with some more ideas, I'm very, very happy to help you out.
Are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, we've got a few tips to help you save some money on Leslie's Last Word coming up next here on The Money Pit.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
The Alabama Senate has passed a bill which would give gun owners struggling with mental health challenges the option to voluntarily surrender their firearms. Senator Keith Kelly sponsored Senate Bill 40, named the Houston Hunter Act, in honor of Houston Lee Tumlin and Hunter Chase Whitley, two veterans who died by suicide. Data from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs showed about 86% of veteran suicides in Alabama involve firearms. Kelly said the bill was inspired by their stories, which hopes similar tragedies can be prevented. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We'll be right back.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, America's most trusted roofer. RoofMax has saved nearly 80,000 homeowners from the mess, hassles, and high cost of a roof replacement. With a 4.9 rating and over 15,000 reviews, don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Let's find out who's been emailing this week. Jim, what do you got?
Tyler writes in and he says, is there a DIY solution for getting rid of ants, or do I need to call an exterminator?
Yeah, Tyler, ants are the worst this time of year. I feel like I've just had them in my basement. Luckily, they're not in the kitchen this year. It's just the time of year where everything is kind of moist and yucky, and ants love that. And there's actually a lot of different things that you could be doing that will work well as an insecticide for ants. You can leave borax around where they kind of seem to be coming through and see if that has an effect. If you're looking for a cheaper, less toxic solution for your ants you can find at your local produce aisle, it's mint. They hate the smell of mint. They hate it. I love it. And it looks really cute in little pots and planters. So that's a great natural approach. But if this isn't working and you do opt for a pro, you can be confident because those pros will use the right amount of product and the right product in the exact spot to eliminate those bugs. So there's lots of different things that you can do. You can head on over to moneypit.com as well for some more info.
Are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, Leslie has a few tips for you here in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, after a cold and snowy winter and all of this cleaning up that we're doing, truly, we're ready to get back to these warmer temperatures of spring. That includes spring cleaning, bringing those clothes, you know, out of the attic and basement, and swapping around all the seasonal stuff. So you could be facing more laundry than usual. But if you're a mom of teen boys, it's just another day of laundry because I do a lot of laundry. So if that's you and you've got lots of laundry to do, let's follow these tips to help you save some money and just tackle this, you know, mountain ahead of you. You always want to run full loads. You're going to use the same amount of energy with a full load versus only throwing in a handful of things. You want to switch the loads as you start to do multiple loads in a day when that dryer is warm. It kind of allows that heat to stay inside and gets that cycle up to the right heat quicker, and it'll kind of dry everything faster too. So be quick about swapping it. Don't forget that those clothes are sitting in there and then be like, oh, got to go do it. Just stay on top of it. I always set a timer on my phone. Because the washer is 37 minutes, the dryer is 76 minutes.
I do the same thing.
I do. I want to make sure I'm on top of it. I cannot guarantee that it won't sit in the basket at the foot of my bed or in the chair in my bedroom for a day or two, but it will be washed and dry.
Better sitting dried than, yeah, sitting in the washer waiting to go in the dryer. That's my thing.
Correct.
I got to get in there. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, you got to do it. The other thing is, and I always, you know, I've got that little rental property in Vermont, and I'm always amazed when I go up there that people don't empty the lint filter in the dryer. You got to empty it every single time. Also, I don't want to empty your dryer lint, folks. So if you're sharing a space, empty your own dryer lint. It's kind of gross. But it will also make your dryer run more efficiently, more safely. I mean, dryer fires are like the leading cause of home fires. So just clean that lint trap. If it does turn out that you're ready for some new appliances, go with an Energy Star certified washer dryer. They're going to use 20 to 25% less energy than a conventional model. And lastly, wash with cold water instead of hot. It can cut a load's energy use in half since you're not using that water heater to raise the water temperature. And get this, the cold water cleans just as well as the hot. Unless you're doing white with bleach, go cold all the way. Coming up, guys, next week on The Money Pit, I promise no more laundry projects. But have you ever had a painting project that didn't dry right? Or maybe it wouldn't cover a stain, or it peeled off faster than it should have. We're going to share some solutions to painting predicaments, because painting is a great spring project. Can't wait to see you guys next week on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Washington envoys and officials from Tehran have concluded another round of talks, and the top Iranian diplomat says future discussions will be aimed at a possible deal over Iran's nuclear program. They meet again in 1 week. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a temporary Easter ceasefire in Ukraine starting today. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky dismissed it as, quote, another attempt by Putin to play with human lives. President Trump is vowing not to cut Medicare and Medicaid programs. Ken Lorman has more of the story.
At Friday's swearing-in of Dr. Mehmet Oz as the Medicare and Medicaid administrator, the president made this promise about those government health care programs.
Just as I promised, there will be no cuts. We're not going to have any cuts. We're going to have only help.
Despite those assurances, a dozen House Republicans have sent a letter to GOP leaders warning they will not sign the upcoming budget and tax cuts bill if Medicaid is sharply reduced. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, as Congress debates tax policy, polling shows Americans believe that making the 20% small business tax deduction permanent should be a core part of any legislation. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more details.
A new poll by the National Federation of Independent Business shows broad bipartisan support for keeping a 20% small business tax deduction in the tax code. Jeff Brabant, NFIB Vice President of Federal Government Relations, tells the Salem Radio Network that this tax cut would help the economy.
There would be an increase in GDP of $750 billion over the first 10 years. So, huge economic impact if this thing is extended.
Brabant says the bill has a good chance of passage in both chambers. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis, anytime at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm going to let you in.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The American Legislative Exchange Council used Tax Day earlier this week to release its annual Rich States, Poor States report, saying it's seen a trend among those states that rank poorest.
But what we see consistently at the bottom states are states that have big government policies across the board, high taxes across the board, and then they play special favorites and pick winners and losers based on who has the best lobbyist in the state capital. And that's the approach of the bottom 10 states almost every year.
Economist Jonathan Williams.
Where you have the top 10 states that have a very free market outlook, low taxes across the board, incentivizing entrepreneurship and small business. And it's just a much different environment of getting government out of the way of businesses and individuals versus having government be empowered to make all the decisions.
Williams spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Basic services yet to be restored to the areas of Myanmar was hit worst by the huge earthquake just 3 weeks ago. You'll find more stories at townhall.com. April 19th marked the 250th anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Military Affairs Analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio, the experience of Americans at Lexington and Concord undergirds the principles of rights to keep and bear arms.
Eventually it came to very clear that our founders wanted us to be a people that would not tolerate an overbearing government. And as a direct result, they etched into the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, that was very clear. You know, we were to be armed, not because we needed to hunt necessarily, but to defend our liberties. And that's precisely what we have inherited through 250 years, and I think something that really sets apart this country.
Commemorations this weekend have included a lantern service at Old North Church, reenactments of battles, and much more. You'll find more details and more stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Goldenleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldenleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldenleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We can live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up your telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Welcome to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and our mission here is to help you guys build that dream home, whether you are working on a big project or a small project, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring a pro, whatever the scope of your project's work is, we here at Team Money Pit are here to lend you a hand. So how can we help? Coming up this hour, we've got a lot of great information to share. If you think that the best way to save time and energy is cutting your grass with the mower set as low as possible so you don't have to mow again that often, well, you might be surprised to find out that that can end up being more work in the long run. We're going to share why just ahead. And also joining us this hour, we have DIY queen and host of the Make a Space podcast, Kara Newhart, to help you take the leap into your dream home one project at a time. You guys are going to love her. Also ahead, few home improvements bring more beauty and value to your home than adding a hardwood floor, so we're going to share some tips on advances in hardwood flooring that make this product easier to install. But first, we're here to offer expert help for the care and feeding of your oldest child. Talking about your house, you guys. And to help you create your best home ever and tackle those to-dos with confidence. So give us a call right now to 888-MONEYPIT. Jim, who's first?
Head now to Ohio, Leslie. We've got me. Well, not me. We've got Mark.
A neighbor of yours, potentially.
Yeah, potential neighbor out here in Ohio. Absolutely. Mark, you're doing a kitchen remodel on a budget, right? What's going on there?
Got a kitchen. It is sadly in need of a renovation. We'd like to do it on a budget, like you said. We're looking at IKEA, but then I've seen a couple of things on there that say IKEA doesn't last very long, and then there are other ready-to-assemble companies out there, or maybe some other ideas on where to go. I mean, I don't mind putting the work in. I just don't want a $30,000 budget.
Well, I'll tell you, our experience with IKEA in terms of quality has always been really good with their kitchen cabinets. I mean, we used kitchen cabinets for some projects we've done. I know Tom had used it in an apartment that he built for like a mother-daughter situation at their home. And they're really great. They're very well priced. They're super easy to install. I mean, unlike traditional cabinets with their wall cabinets, you kind of put a bar on the wall and then you attach the cabinets to that bar and they hang off of them rather than sort of lifting the cabinet, attaching it into the stud. This is sort of like one rail that everything hangs off of. Right. So you're not doing everything individually, and it does make that process a lot easier. And on the base cabinet, there's no kickboard built into it. They kind of have feet, you know, they're like on little legs. So you put a ledger board on the wall, probably about 6 inches off the floor, and you rest the back edge of the cabinet on that ledger, and the feet go in the front of the cabinet, and you can adjust them to make sure you're getting everything level. Once those cabinets are adjusted to the right height, there's a kickboard that snaps over the whole thing. So the installation is super, super easy. And, you know, IKEA's prices have come up a little bit, but I like their door styles. I like their finishes. They always have, like, a fun color in there. Their hardware options are fantastic. So I would definitely say take a look at an IKEA cabinet, because if you're trying to stay more budget conscious, if you go to a big box store and try to find something that's definitely an in-stock option, that's going to be your best bet, but you're going to have to assemble it from a big box store to help it be more cost effective. So I would say that if you're sort of assembling things on your own anyway, if you go to IKEA, they're finished, they're super cute, they can help you come up with a customized plan. I just always like checking them out first.
Right. I plan to do all the work myself.
Yeah, I remember when Tom had a two-family house, and I would say the kitchen was from like the 50s, and everything was like yellow and plaid and weird. I remember Tom taking out those cabinets and going with stock cabinets from IKEA, and I want to say everything was less than like $2,000. Now, that was a few years back, so prices have probably come up, but it's definitely budget-friendly.
Okay. I like the idea. My son did IKEA, and he likes his really well. He said it went in really easy. But then I just started reading, you know, other reviews. It was probably what it was. It was probably part of an ad for somebody else, and they got this guy to make it look like IKEA. So we're going to make an appointment with IKEA, and I think we'll do the I got Home Depot nearby, so we'll look at them as well.
Yeah, so your son's on to something, too. All right, check out all your options, Home Depot, IKEA. Get a sense of what's going to be most cost-effective for you, and good luck with that project, Mark.
Bye now.
I just learned a new East Coast word, Leslie. Kickboard.
Toe kick, kickboard.
Toe kick is what we call them on the Midwest. You guys call them kickboards.
Toe stopper. Yeah, I'm sure we'll come up with some new terms in our time together, Jim.
And I look forward to that, Leslie.
Yeah, right.
Leslie, let's head to Louisiana and talk to Marla. She's on the line and has a question about her porch. Marla, fill us in.
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in, or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way? Because they are not a perfect shape, and they're round, and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
I mean, first of all, Marla, this sounds absolutely gorgeous. Like, what a beautiful period-style home you have. And those columns, not only are they beautiful, I mean, they're doing a pretty important job of holding up a good portion of your roof, I would imagine. So if you think about kind of boxing them in, that's going to change the architectural style of the home. If you want to disassemble and move them, then you have to support what's behind it, and then you'd have to square them off again. It's going to change the architectural perception of this beautiful home. So a couple of things. I mean, if you want to do a big, big project here, you can talk with an architect, maybe think about redesigning the front of the house, get it closer to kind of what you have in mind. Truly, the style of your home isn't really leaning towards modification, and it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved in a space that's covered by all those columns. These columns are what makes your home unique, so I think you trying to piece together this screened-in porch with the style of home you have is just not going to sort of read correctly, and it will end up looking like a mishmash of styles. Definitely consult with an architect. Generally, you can have those sort of first consulting meetings, a rough sketch sort of at like one price point before you head into working drawings, etc. So it might be worth it to sort of meet with an architect, get an idea of what can be done. What does that look like? And if you're on board with that, then the next step would be to have that architect draw up working drawings, take that to different contractors for bid, and just see if it's worth it in the long run changing your home that much to create the screen and porch. But I think kind of working with what you already have and adding that in is not going to be the answer.
Oh, come on, Leslie. You're not going to entrust Corinthian pillar supports to the average handyman? Come on.
No, Jim. You know what this house looks like. This is like an estate. This is like in a historical home. This part of Louisiana always has such beautiful architecture, so you want to get it right.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah?
How about some tiling advice for David in Anchorage, Alaska? You're the tiling aficionado.
You're making me this expert on everything. I mean, I just want to talk to this guy about the Northern Lights.
Or would it be aficionada?
I'm going to go with O.
Head down to Anchorage, Alaska. We've got David on the line who's looking to do a tile project. What's going on, David?
Up here we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. Sprayed on with a texture gun and then it's knocked down. Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a, like I said, it's a knockdown.
Okay, so it's more like an orange peel. Now, orange
yes.
peel is kind of a thing that's really adhered well. So if yours is stuck pretty well, what I would do is thinking you could leave it or you could sand it to rough it up a bit, and that's going to help you get better adhesion from the tile adhesive. But as long as you can place that tile, once you've got the adhesive or the mastic in place and that tile lays flat, that's your goal there. So, you know, you can sand the surface a little bit. You want to get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on the wall right now because you want to be able to glue that tile on and basically go right on top of that texture.
Okay. Well, I've seen, YouTube videos on scoring at first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
Yeah, scoring, sanding, I mean, it's kind of the same effect. And the interesting thing here is because you're going to tile over, whatever you're doing to prep that wall, you can't make it look too rough. You kind of can't overdo the roughness. So I would sand it, make sure you've got some good glue for it to stick to, score it with a knife if you want. That's kind of the same idea. But if you have like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something, and you just even hand sanded those raised spots, as long as you feel like you've got a clean, flatter surface for the glue to adhere to, and you're going to be able to tell, you should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
You know, if it's a small area, you really could just do it by hand. But certainly if you want to use an orbital sander, that's fine. I mean, it's a wall. Make sure you use breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask. But that dust is going to get everywhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project, Dave. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, do you want to save time and energy cutting your grass? Well, setting your mower as low as possible is not going to do the trick. We'll tell you why after this. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune into the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you will gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Deborah in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm calling about dry locking my basement. I have my concerns about, well, number one, the odor, because I have pets. And number two, where does that water go if you just trap it in the cinder block? So I'm in a debate with my other half about, yes, we should do it, no, we shouldn't. We had one, you know, water incident in 15 years, and that's the only thing that's happened since, but I still would rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's a great question, Deborah. So first of all, Drylock is a product that does have some odor. I mean, it's not a terrible odor. I remember Tom did a project in his basement, and I remember him talking about how he kind of had to use a fan and keep the windows open and kind of stuck it in one of the windows just to make sure it pulled up some air out of the basement and was okay. You know, but I remember him saying it wasn't terrible. And I mean, I wouldn't have any concerns about your pets while you're using this product. Obviously, don't leave it right next to your pets or have your pets in the same room, but I wouldn't be concerned with having the pets in the house. Now, you asked the question, so what happens to the water? Am I keeping it out? So listen, this is kind of a point of misunderstanding. Dry lock isn't keeping the waves of the ocean out of your basement. I mean, it's not that kind of thing. It's stopping some of the evaporation that will come from the block in the wall getting damp, but it doesn't stop a lot of water coming in. If it wants to get in, it's gonna get in. And the way that you stop that though, especially since you mentioned that this has only happened once in 15 years, you've got a problem with drainage, and I can tell you right now that if you look at your gutters, they're either blocked or the downspouts are disconnected or maybe they're not even extended away from the house or the soil around the house is kind of sloping or sagging toward the walls. All of this thing sort of causes those floods. So you don't have to worry about sealing your house against the water. Your house is going to stay dry if you stop the water from getting there by working on your drainage. You know, head on over to moneypit.com, and on the homepage you can read a post about wet basements and how to prevent a wet basement. There's a lot of step-by-step information that you need there in that post, so check it out, and I promise you those problems will probably magically disappear.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. And Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Season, and that's not a difficult DIY project. You just follow those manufacturer guidelines for removing the mower blade and then reattach it after it's sharpened. I know in our area there's a couple of bike shops that also service lawn mowers and snow blowers, so if that's not a project you want to tackle, there's definitely somebody nearby that can lend a hand.
All right, now Leslie, we need your expertise here on grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky for Nicole. Nicole, what's going on there?
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
I love that grout cleaning is my area of expertise, Jim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do enjoy that chore. Very, very much. Grout cleaning is probably like the most, not the most labor intensive, but you know, it's like toothbrush and on your hands and knees on the floor.
Tedious, yeah.
Tedious. It's a pain in the butt, but it is very effective when you do get down to that project. So, you know, if you're trying to keep things with natural cleaners like lemon juice, super dingy grout is just not going to get clean with that kind of natural approach. This is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which could be a grout stripper. And that's probably the best material out there because that really strips into that dinginess of the grout and kind of removes those upper layers where all of that like yuck has settled in. And then it pulls it out. I mean, recently I needed to regrout a shower and I found that it had also gotten quite dingy. And, you know, no matter how hard sometimes you clean something, you're just not going to get it as white as it was. So you can use a grout saw, which basically looks like a very small kind of file, and you kind of dig away at the grout in between the tiles. It doesn't damage the tiles, and you kind of scrape out most of the grout. And then you can regrout it, and once again, you're going to have that beautiful, bright look. I mean, you're never going to get it quite as bright as the day it was put in, so here's a great chance for you to really redo that. There's all kinds of things, you know, again, once you get it to the look that you want, the grout, whether it's through cleaning or regrouting, you can get a grout sealer. And that's an additional product that you put on top of the grout once it's cured. And that's definitely a great way to make sure that that finished product, that finished look will kind of last as long as you want it to. So there's a lot of different approaches. I mean, if you put the sealer on, I'm not saying you don't ever have to clean the grout, because you will have to clean the grout, but no one wants like a dingy looking grout. The other thing is, if you just don't ever want to deal with cleaning the grout, choose a darker color grout. I don't know if that's like cheating.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's eventually going to look kind of yucky, so why not go with a cool gray or like a black, you know? Think of it like a pre-washed jean or like something that has more of like an effect on it. But, you know, it kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, cool looking grout you don't have to clean. Still seal it. Just some ideas, Nicole.
And there you have it.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. When we return, we'll be joined by a very smart and talented design and DIY expert, Karen Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of the newly launched women's workwear line, Do the Work. So stick around.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
It's time to embrace the suck once again. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Every stock market sell-off is different. The media will tell you it's the end of the world. Don't believe it. If you have an investment plan, you'll be just fine. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
To sit and have a conversation with somebody who is a CEO and also a woman, it like opens my eyes to things that could possibly happen for myself or other women around me in the future.
Yeah, and I liked your question about, you know, how it feels to be a woman in that leadership room. Is that something that's important to you?
Yeah, I mean, around me, it's like a lot of strong women around me. We make things happen, but I know in certain cases, women feel looked down upon when it comes to mostly anything.
I think one of the things that we didn't touch on, Mary, either, is that you're a woman in a pretty male-dominated industry as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Joining us today, we have Kara Newhart, and Kara hosts the Makerspace podcast and has just launched a new women's workwear line called Do the Work. Kara is on a mission to empower everyday women to take charge of their homes and design their spaces that they are obsessed with on their terms. Kara is going to teach you how to create your dream home one project at a time. Kara, welcome to the Money Pit.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting to have you. I mean, your website is really darling. It's filled with a lot of great information. I love everything that you're doing. What kind of started your love and passion of home improvement and sharing your love of design?
Oh, yeah. So it was a windy path, as I think all creative ones are.
Yeah, they're never straight.
It's never straight, yeah. Started in finance in oil and gas and needed a creative outlet. I had just bought my first house in Denver and had big dreams but a little budget and got to work hands-on, decided to just do it myself. So I learned one tool at a time, and I was terrified to use a saw when I first started. So I would go into Home Depot and have them cut all the wood for me.
I mean, I can remember my first time with a table saw. Table saws are terrifying.
Yeah, they're no joke. I mean, you should be scared a little bit. You need to stay safe, but don't let that fear hold you back.
Agreed. I mean, there's so much that you can tackle once you sort of gain control of your fears and start working with those tools. So what kind of was that first project that you felt the confidence to dive in and tackle it with the tools?
Yeah, so we bought a builder-grade home. So I had the most basic ever powder bathroom, literally just a closet with a toilet and a sink. And I wanted to, you know, give it some personality and some storage. So I built a couple of shelves just out of, like, really basic lumber and cut a slit in it, so I had this, like, circle mirror that, like, went down into the shelf. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
It's awesome. And how many mirrors did you go through because you broke them?
How many mirrors? Oh, at least three.
Now, it's interesting.
The 14 years of bad luck.
No, I don't believe in any of that, because I feel like if it's a project and, you know, you're working with the mirror, like, sometimes you can't avoid it. So I think that bad luck goes, you know, away. I think it gets reflected off that mirror and away from you. And speaking of, you say, is this the home that you mentioned that you truly think is haunted?
Oh, no, that's the one I'm in now. So it's a 200-year-old home diagonal from a cemetery, and there's two others in the neighborhood. So, yeah, it's pretty wild over here.
That is insane. I think we will save that for another interview when I have you come back, maybe like a Halloween October time, so we can really talk about the spooky stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's so much.
We're talking with Kara Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of a women's workwear line called Do the Work, which is brand spanking new. Can you tell us about this women's workwear clothing line that you've created?
Yeah, I wanted it to be super functional for women just like me tackling projects, so it's medium-duty workwear, more pockets than you could ever dream of, looks like athleisure, and has tons of function so that you can tackle projects and have all your tools right there handy and not have to be in boxy, scaled-down men's patterns.
No, and it really, I mean, it's adorable. It looks great. It truly does have pockets everywhere. I love that you sort of have a level, like, mm-hmm. right in your back, almost like your quiver of yep. arrows, where you can just grab uh-huh. things that you're looking for.
Right. Draw your level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly. I will get my level, and I will make this work. I think that's great. How is the clothing line doing so far? Do you have a good holiday season with it? I know you said it launched just around the holiday time, right?
Yeah, it's been amazing so far. I think it's just so needed that we get to have stuff that's really cute and really functional, because I don't think we should have to pick. So seeing the response has been just incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. I just love everything that you're doing, and I kind of like this idea. When I was, you know, looking through all your stuff, you mentioned this messy middle, which is kind of like, you know, for a lot of people, and for you especially, this is sort of like the launching part where you've started a project, but now you really kind of get the evolution of it while you're in the mix.
I had to learn this the hard way. I've been in it so many times where I demoed something. I don't know, you know, what I'm doing. I'm crying on the floor like, will this even work? But then what I realized is that's where the magic is. When you're problem solving, when you're pushing yourself to learn new things, it's the process of transformation that we don't see online with the before and after. It's when the caterpillar gets into the cocoon and turns to literal goo. You know, before he had legs, he had friends, and now he's
right.
goo. And it's like, will I be a butterfly? So learning to get comfortable with that process is like the beauty of creating something. And it teaches you a lot about yourself, and it makes really incredible projects if you can embrace it. But it's hard at first.
And I think, you know, you're right. I think you're sort of at a part where it can get really scary in the project. You know, it's like, you have self-doubt, you are curious what it's going to look like, and I think because it's your home, your project, your thing, it super affects you, whereas if a builder would have come in and he'd be like, or he or she would be like, blah, I just took down the wall, so
right.
what? You know, they don't face
right.
that, but because you're so invested in the space, but it is a great chance to grow and truly create the spaces that you're going to love.
Right, and get to push yourself. So sitting in it's really uncomfortable. You know, you have to sit there and look at the wall you demoed where the builder gets to close the door and go home.
Yeah, you're sitting in it.
Yeah, right. But when you embrace it, it's like there's a lot of problem solving. There's a lot of, like, cool ideas that come through, and you get really comfortable with the process. And that's what, yeah, that's where the magic is, in the messy middle.
Oh, I love that. Before I let you go, Kara, when do you know it's a project that you should really leave to the pros?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so plumbing, I personally don't touch because I'm not that great at it.
Same.
Electrical.
Same, because you could die.
My dad was an electrician growing up, so I know my limits. Like, I never opened the panel. I would say those two are the two big ones, where unless you're really comfortable, it's always worth it just to have it done right.
All right. Well, that's all excellent advice. Kara, excellent, excellent work. I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. We've been joined by Kara Newhart, host of the Make a Space podcast and creator of an amazing women's workwear line called Do the Work. You can check it out at dothework.com, but it's spelled a little different. It's dothework.com. It's a great gift for all of the female builders in your life and those DIYers. Kara, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We hope you'll join us again real soon.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And I promise I'm coming back to you in October. I want to learn all about this haunted house of yours. I mean it, guys. We're going to learn. Coming up, few home improvements bring more beauty and value to a home than adding a hardwood floor. So we're going to share tips on advances in hardwood flooring to make this product easier to install next. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. What projects do you have planned now that the warmer weather has moved in across the U.S.? Maybe are you putting in a pool? Are you finally going to have the best backyard on the block? Whatever it is, we can help you get those projects done successfully so you can be enjoying your money pit as soon as that sun rises each day. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's on the line?
Down in Little Rock, Arkansas, we've got Mike, and you've got the money pit. Mike, what can we do for you, bud?
Well, I've been doing some remodeling on my house. And it's been going on since about 2018. I'm kind of doing it piecemeal as I can afford things. And we're getting ready to list it probably earlier this.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Of durable, pre-finished hardwood flooring has made it a very doable project and something that offers real value to a home, which is why you almost always see real estate agents calling out the hardwood floor in their listings and the advertisements. Now, another benefit of having hardwood flooring is that it doesn't trap dust and dirt like a carpet, so it's definitely a better choice for the allergy sufferers in your life. They're also easier to maintain, and they do last longer than carpeting. If you're thinking about installing it, there's really one of the longest-lasting flooring options that you can have, because with a hardwood floor, you can sand and refinish it multiple times, and that's really depending on the thickness of the floorboards themselves. So when it comes time to install, solid hardwood flooring could be installed on or above grade level, but they're really not recommended for anything below grade, like a basement, because those areas tend to have a lot of moisture, they're damper. There's a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that's definitely made to stand up to the moisture levels that you find in a below grade space. Finally, you want to keep in mind that solid hardwood flooring needs to fully acclimate prior to your installing of it. And that just means you need to leave it in the room where it's going to be installed, you know, where it's going to live, for just a few days before you plan on installing it. This way it kind of gets used to the moisture content, the temperature differences throughout the day, you know, the attitudes of all your family members. It's going to make it difficult to install. I'm just saying. No, seriously, though, you got to leave it in the space a few days. And if you do that, you're going to have a beautiful floor in any room of your choice.
Heading out to Minnesota, Leslie, we've got Stacy. Stacy, what's going on at your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work. And we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash.
All right, Stacy. So I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like maybe you're trying to fill in that mortar so you have a smooth surface and not really repoint the bricks. And when I say repoint, I'm talking about the grout, really, between the bricks. So do you still want to see the brick face and have that smooth line between that's at the same level? I mean, I think that might be kind of weird if you have, like, a brick face texture and then sort of like a smooth grid going around it. But if you're talking about a lime wash, which is kind of like a pickling finish, that really only works on wood because a lime wash is going to sit on a wood grain and goes into the wood grain and then reacts with the grain itself and causes it to have the sort of white chalky finish in the graining. And then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on brick because it's not going to absorb into the brick in the same way. It's just going to kind of get stuck in a lot of places, and you might get a lot of, you know, differences in looks between where the filling is, the mortar, the brick, etc. You know, I think if you're trying to go for a smooth finish, that's something completely different from the brick. You know, you can think about the idea of tiling or, you know, a stone fascia to go over the brick just to give you a completely different look. But I think this sort of effect that you're envisioning here, maybe I'm not picturing it right, but I think the way I'm visualizing it seems a little bit odd. You know, you could do stucco also. That's another option, but that's just a different texture. And that goes on top of the brick forever, and it would be a real pain in the butt to ever take off. The faux stone really does look beautiful, and you can find things sort of in, like, maybe something that's very linear, like a ledge stone, or something more natural, like a river rock or something. And you can get them in those sort of white finishes that I think is what you have in mind. So let's do a little bit more exploring, Stacy. And if you want to come back to us with some more ideas, I'm very, very happy to help you out.
Are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, we've got a few tips to help you save some money on Leslie's Last Word coming up next here on The Money Pit.
Navigating kids and gaming? We can help. Stay tuned.
This audio piece is brought to you by Verizon. Bundle your internet and mobile for easy savings. Learn more at Verizon.com.
Our top advice, play the game yourself to see if you think it's a fit for your child. From there, you can watch your child play the game and talk about it together. Second, create a gaming agreement with your child to set the right rules and explain what's behind them.
Your turn, Dad.
Finally, join the game and make it something you enjoy together. For more parent-proven tips, visit Verizon.com/parenting.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event!
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart. heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won. 60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. The Alabama Senate has passed a bill which would give gun owners struggling with mental health challenges the option to voluntarily surrender their firearms. Senator Keith Kelly sponsored Senate Bill 40, named the Houston Hunter Act in honor of Houston Lee Tumlin and Hunter Chase Whitley, two veterans who died by suicide. Data from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs showed about 86% of veteran suicides in Alabama involve firearms. Kelly said the bill was inspired by their stories, which hopes similar tragedies can be prevented. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, America's most trusted roofer. RoofMax has saved nearly 80,000 homeowners from the mess, hassles, and high cost of a roof replacement. With a 4.9 rating and over 15,000 reviews, don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Let's find out who's been emailing this week. Jim, what do you got?
Tyler writes in and he says, is there a DIY solution for getting rid of ants, or do I need to call an exterminator?
Yeah, Tyler, ants are the worst this time of year. I feel like I've just had them in my basement. Luckily, they're not in the kitchen this year. It's just the time of year where everything is kind of moist and yucky, and ants love that. And there's actually a lot of different things that you could be doing that will work well as an insecticide for ants. You can leave borax around where they kind of seem to be coming through and see if that has an effect. If you're looking for a cheaper, less toxic solution for your ants, you can find at your local produce aisle. It's mint. They hate the smell of mint.
Really?
They hate it. I love it. And it looks really cute in little pots and planters. So that's a great natural approach. But if this isn't working and you do opt for a pro, you can be confident because those pros will use the right amount of product and the right product in the exact spot to eliminate those bugs. So there's lots of different things that you can do. You can head on over to moneypit.com as well for some more info.
Are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, Leslie has a few tips for you here in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, after a cold and snowy winter and all of this cleaning up that we're doing, truly, we're ready to get back to these warmer temperatures of spring. That includes spring cleaning, bringing those clothes, you know, out of the attic and basement and swapping around all the seasonal stuff. So you could be facing more laundry than usual. But if you're a mom of teen boys, it's just another day of laundry because I do a lot of laundry. So if that's you and you've got lots of laundry to do, let's follow these tips to help you save some money and just tackle this, you know, mountain ahead of you. You always want to run full loads. You're going to use the same amount of energy with a full load versus only throwing in a handful of things. You want to switch the loads as you start to do multiple loads in a day when that dryer is warm. It kind of allows that heat to stay inside and gets that cycle up to the right heat quicker, and it'll kind of dry everything faster too. So be quick about swapping it. Don't forget that those clothes are sitting in there and then be like, oh, gotta go do it. Just stay on top of it. I always set a timer on my phone because the washer is 37 minutes, the dryer is 76 minutes.
I do the same thing.
I do. I want to make sure I'm on top of it. I cannot guarantee that it won't sit in the basket at the foot of my bed or in the chair in my bedroom for a day or two, but it will be washed. and dry.
Better sitting in the, dried than, yeah, sitting in the washer waiting to go in the dryer. That's my thing.
Correct.
I got to get in there. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, you got to do it. The other thing is, and I always, you know, I've got that little rental property in Vermont, and I'm always amazed when I go up there that people don't empty the lint filter in the dryer. You got to empty it every single time. Also, I don't want to empty your dryer lint, folks. So if you're sharing a space, empty your own dryer lint. It's kind of gross. But it will also make your dryer run more efficiently, more safely. I mean, dryer fires are like the leading cause of home fires. So just clean that lint trap. If it does turn out that you're ready for some new appliances, go with an Energy Star certified washer dryer. They're going to use 20 to 25% less energy than a conventional model. And lastly, wash with cold water instead of hot. It can cut a load's energy use in half since you're not using that water heater to raise the water temperature. And get this, the cold water cleans just as well as the hot. Unless you're doing light with bleach, go cold all the way. Coming up, guys, next week on The Money Pit, I promise no more laundry projects. But have you ever had a painting project that didn't dry right? Or maybe it wouldn't cover a stain, or it peeled off faster than it should have. We're going to share some solutions to painting predicaments, because painting is a great spring project. Can't wait to see you guys next week on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
As Marco Rubio makes it clear, if we don't see some progress, we are walking away. Blame Russia. Let's get to the big three.
Number three.
My personal opinion is that Harvard kind of deserves everything that's happened, everything that's coming to it. But I think Harvard is faced with a choice, and it seems like they're making the wrong choice, which is to double down on these crazy ideas.
Yeah, double down. That's right. Harvard Havoc, the Ivy institution, taking on Trump. Why anyone choosing to fight Trump will lose this battle in college because they have a tough product to defend.
Number two.
I have a very good relationship with President Xi, and I think it's going to continue. And I would say they have reached out a number of times.
Really? That's news. They have reached out a number of times. Intensity grows on the tariff war with China, our allies and nemesis, as 47 takes aim at the Fed chair as well.
Number one.
It's kind of a disturbing pattern. This Democratic Party, they have all these iconic people. They want to die on the altar of their freedom. They fixate on these people, and they don't care about the victim.
It is crazy. Keep him there. Kilmer Albergo Garcia gets his meeting with Senator Van Hollen, as the wife-beating gangster is the darling of Dems. We talk about this and where the polls reveal the nation is with Trump on illegals, borders, ICE, and more. Meanwhile, a lot of focus is going to be this weekend on the meetings in Rome between the U.S. and Iran. Why? Because 2 days ago, plans leaked out that it turns out was presented by Netanyahu to President Trump about what an attack on Iran would look like to dismantle their nuclear weapons and destroy them once and for all, and the cooperation that was needed on our side, including delivering 30,000-pound bombs, who right now Israel doesn't have, as well as knocking down the assumed retaliation. It turns out President Trump waved that off. He didn't openly deny that. Tulsi Gabbard, among the skeptics on the plan, or in support, it seems, Mike Waltz, and I imagine Marco Rubio. What's the truth, and how does it look from Israel? Let's go out to Trey Yanks, Fox News chief foreign correspondent and author of Black Saturday. Great to see you, Trey. So much has changed since we talked. Number one, it looks like the gloves are off in Gaza. They're not only clearing land, they're holding land, and that's not how they were doing it in the first year of this war, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Brian. It's been around 560 days since the October 7th massacre, and the Israelis have not been able to get a ceasefire deal together with Hamas for a third round that could see some of the remaining 59 hostages freed from Hamas captivity. So as a result, they are now holding territory inside Gaza. Israel now controls more than 30% of Gaza. They're still pushing forward with this offensive. And we learned just 2 days ago that Hamas has rejected the latest Egyptian proposal for a ceasefire. And this means many more months of war are ahead.
And it means the hostages have to try to survive in those tunnels a little bit longer. What's the sense inside the country about the offensive as opposed to the additional talks? Is there people behind the prime minister?
There's a lot of division right now in Israel about what to do and how to move forward in this conflict. There are some family members of the hostages still being held by Hamas that are saying, look, do whatever you have to do to get a deal and end this war. Bring the hostages home, whatever the cost is. But then you have supporters of the prime minister who say the offensive should continue, that Hamas must be completely destroyed, and that the hostages are one piece of a larger puzzle. And so there's a big divide right now in Israeli society, and it has led to even some army reservists, people who served in this war, coming out signing letters and petitions calling on the prime minister to end the conflict. But the reality is at the negotiating table, there are very few options right now. And both the Qataris and the Egyptians have been unsuccessful in getting together a new agreement to at least pause the fighting.
What does Hamas want? Do they understand by the day they're getting less and less options?
Hamas wants to stay in control of Gaza, which to outside objective observers seems like a reality that will never exist, given the fact that they launched the October 7th massacre, killing 1,200 people on the morning of October 7th. The question is how long they will hold this position and if this military pressure will actually change their calculation. At this point, it's not changing their calculation. And it's not just the military pressure. It's also humanitarian aid. Since early March, the Israelis have not allowed humanitarian aid into Gaza in an effort to pressure Hamas. But the Palestinian civilians who are there, around 2 million of them, are the ones paying the highest price. And it's part of the reason that we've seen demonstrations over the past several weeks against Hamas inside Gaza all along the strip, because they're saying, look, we can't live like this anymore. The war needs to end for everyone.
Meanwhile, the big story is Iran. It is the problem. They are maybe a week away from a nuclear weapon if they choose to make one, and maybe a month away from 7 or 8. So in the past, Israel has not let that happen in Iraq and Syria. They've just taken things upon themselves. They evidently presented a plan to Trump, and he didn't take it. He said, I want more talks. How's that resonating inside Tel Aviv?
Yeah, there was this plan that was reportedly presented by the Israelis to the Americans, the new administration. And according to the New York Times, President Trump knocked it down and said, look, we want to try a diplomatic solution first. Now, the president didn't describe it exactly as it was reported in the New York Times, but he said his first option is diplomacy. And at this point, the Iranians seem open to the possibility of an agreement. And in terms of the American interests in the region, the president doesn't want to drag the United States back into war in the Middle East. That's part of the reason that he is sending his top negotiators, including his Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, to the region to try and get a deal. As for the location of the talks, last week they took place in Oman. There were some reports that they were going to take place in Rome. The Iranians say this weekend it would actually be back in Oman. But the bottom line here, regardless of the location, is that Iran is showing at least initial goodwill in coming to the negotiating table. And from President Trump's perspective, this is a positive sign, because if Israel does strike Iranian nuclear facilities, they couldn't do it alone. They would need the support of the United States. And that would not just mean American bombs and weapons, but it would also mean American air defense that's already deployed in parts of the Middle East, including in Israel, to shoot down any sort of retaliation. But it risks unraveling further. And that is really what we're looking at here, a possible escalation to what we've already seen happen over the past 19 months across the Middle East. The hope here for the administration is that democracy prevails and, right, and diplomacy prevails.
So Trey Yingst, our guest, you can watch him on Zoom right now, BrianKilmeadShow.com. You can see him on the website. Just click on the headsets or click on watch. So Benjamin Netanyahu quoted in this story of saying, the only acceptable deal would be if the signers, meaning the U.S., and are allowed to blow up the facilities, dismantle all the nuclear equipment with American supervision, because you can't even have the remnants of or the ability to enrich uranium, because we could see how quick that enriching for energy could turn into a weapon. My fear is that Trump's not going to follow through with what he said before, no nuclear weapon at all. They got to have it down to zero. Well, I know the Israelis are going to look at that threat as too real, and this window of vulnerability can only be open so long.
What's interesting is when you look at the Iranian nuclear program, back in the JCPOA agreement that President Trump pulled out of during his first term in 2018, Iran was able to enrich uranium up to 3.67%, far from weapons-grade material at about 90%. Now Iran is enriching uranium around 60%, and there have been moments where international observers, including the IAEA, have observed higher levels of enrichment. The Iranians, according to their foreign minister just yesterday, said the idea of no enrichment is off the table. That's a red line for them. But what they're willing to do is discuss the confines. You could describe them as guardrails to a nuclear program that would allow them to have what they describe as a civilian nuclear program that doesn't lead to a nuclear weapon, because the Iranians from day one have been very public about their position. They say that if they can find an agreement that allows them to continue a limited nuclear program, they're willing to move forward with it. The real issue here is that the devil is in the details, and both President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are negotiating. The Israelis are taking a very firm position, saying there can be no nuclear program whatsoever, or we will have to take military action. President Trump is saying, look, I'm a deal maker. Let me come to the table with my team and see if we can find a solution here that isn't going to lead to a broader conflict in the Middle East. And it's a delicate balance beam to walk, because this is a regime that has been very clear about their intentions. Just last year, we saw they launched two different ballistic missile attacks at Israel.
And by the way, I was just on with General Jack Keane. What can't be diminished is nobody wants to see a nuclearized Middle East. And if they get a weapon, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, all these, they're all going to get nuclear weapons. Does anybody think it's in anybody's interest to have a bunch of nuclear powers in the Middle East, judging by the track record of violence and indiscriminate actions? So we'll see, because time does matter. And if they continue to drag it out, it's as if they're circumventing the process. Lastly, Trey, we're going to put sanctions on any third party that buys oil from Iran. 90% of the oil that's bought by Iran is from China. So that's a pretty strong message, too.
Absolutely. And look, President Trump is ensuring that he is getting a lot of information as all these countries are linked and as all these parts are moving, because you make a great point. These are decisions that don't just affect Israel or the United States, but it affects American allies across the region, including countries that have shown a desire to have peace with Israel, like Saudi Arabia, for example, or other countries like Bahrain or the UAE, who have already normalized ties to some extent with the Israelis. I spoke this morning in person in Jerusalem with the new ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, and he said, look, the president has been very clear with the directive here. He wants to give diplomacy a chance, and that is not just on the front of Iran, but also as it relates to Hamas inside Gaza. And he said something very interesting. I just want to shift gears here before we end. He was talking about Edan Alexander, that American citizen that's still held by Hamas, an Iranian proxy in Gaza. And he said there are two options here, according to the Trump administration, the easy way and the hard way. President Trump, he said, would like to take the easy way. But if not, he is keeping all options on the table to respond not only to Iran, but also its proxies across the region.
Yeah, here we go. And lastly, as Hezbollah really diminished and flat on their back, have the Israelis begin to move back into the north, into their homes?
Some have in the northern part of Israel, but the Israelis are still dealing with near daily missile attacks from the Houthis in Yemen, despite nearly a month of American strikes against this Iran-backed organization there. Even this morning, Brian, there were air raid sirens sounding across this country. It was an alarm clock for all of us here as we woke up and people headed to shelters because another ballistic missile was fired at Israel from the south, from Yemen. And so this is a very developing conflict. It continues to have seven different fronts. You have not only the Houthis in Yemen, but Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Gaza. There are still Hezbollah remnants in southern Lebanon. You have these Iran-backed Iraqi and Syrian Shia militias, and then Iran itself. And so this is a very dynamic conflict, and it's part of the reason that that relationship between the United States and Israel is so close. And we can expect a lot of conversations behind the scenes and also movement of weapons, because this is something we have been observing very closely. The Americans are moving lots of weapons to the Middle East, to Israel. They're flying in cargo planes because they want to prepare for any possibility. If diplomatic efforts fail, the Trump administration wants to ensure that they're able to support their key Middle East ally, Israel, in the possibility that a broader conflict unfolds.
And how much intelligence is given to the Houthis by the Russians in terms of locations of ships and the Chinese, too, correct? The Chinese ships can get through, but it turns out we're having problems, or everybody else is having problems, right?
Absolutely. And when you look at what the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has done, he's put out a very clear objective for the U.S. military in the region to target not only Houthi leadership, but also many of these weapons storage facilities, radar systems, and other pieces of critical military infrastructure that they're using to target not just Israel or commercial vessels in the region, but U.S. Navy aircraft carriers that they're trying to hit in the Red Sea. And there's a clear difference here in the targeted attacks against American interests in the region and the lack of targeting of Russian ships or Chinese ships that are able to move quite freely in this part of the world.
Trey Yanks, thanks so much. You don't have a boring job. One of the most dynamic in the country. He's Fox's chief foreign correspondent located in Israel. Trey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. 1-866-408-7669. So we gave you a lot right there. Hop on the phones or write me, BrianKilmeade.com. Then we talk about this economy, the trade deals. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I wanted to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 Gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s. And less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-806-1641 and you are guaranteed a $10 Gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These Gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-806-1641. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-806-1641 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-806-1641.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Bill monthly.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man from Michigan who took the time to return a wallet and made someone's day makes today's Dean's List. Donnie Hansen noticed something on the road and knew it was important. He looked inside the billfold and not only found $100 cash, cards, and ID, but he found the address and decided to return the wallet himself. The person wasn't home, so he left it carefully tucked behind the porch door. Michelle Johnson was surprised when she saw her home security footage and soon realized it was a stranger returning her son's wallet. When she got home, everything was intact, including the $100, her son's hard-earned tip money. Donnie says he lost his wallet before, but no one ever returned it, so he was happy to do this for someone else. Michelle says she almost cried seeing Donnie at her door doing something good for her family. She says you might not realize what something small does for someone else, but even those smallest acts of kindness go a long way. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Finn Wolfhard and Billy Brick, who wrote, directed, and star in the horror comedy Hell of a Summer, about a group of camp counselors racing to survive a masked killer lurking on the campgrounds. Their love for the genre was part of the inspiration for the film.
We had both written slasher comedies, actually, specifically before.
There was a time where, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, there was just incredible classic teen comedies coming out constantly, and there's just so few now. So we really wanted to do that.
Are there any favorites of all time that you pulled some inspiration from?
Definitely. Yeah, I think a movie we looked at a lot together was Shaun of the Dead. We talked a lot about Superbad.
The first Scream movie was like a massive moment for both of us when we saw that movie. And then same thing, the first Halloween movie.
They say growing up on sets helped them as filmmakers.
I'm lucky that I grew up on set as an actor, because I think if you're a director and you're working with actors and you don't understand acting, I think things can be a little harder.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But I am here to vouch for the judicial system in the United States, which guarantees individuals the right to due process. And that is the difference between being illegally detained and abducted, like Hilmar Obrego Garcia.
You clown. Senator Chris Van Hollen holding this guy up as a martyr. This MS-13 gangster picked up in a Home Depot parking lot, hanging out with known MS-13 members, sitting there with a bull shirt on, known as a the 1990s Bulls version, known as a way to show that you're part of that group, with rolls of dollars, with no known job, and with a hear no evil, see no evil, say no evil gang mantra on his shirt. He was brought in with drugs on him, originally supposed to be sent back because he came here illegally. They find out later that he would he'd be delay it until later on in 2019. allowed to stay in this country while they consider his asylum request, beats his wife. She has a month-long order of protection, and bruises were visible. Intake was taken. And now this guy gets picked up, sent out, after in between being arrested for driving without a license, not having a license. He didn't lose it, never had it, and having seven other people in the car, one of which was on the terror watch list. That was, he was caught in Tennessee en route to going to Texas and bringing these guys, human trafficking, they believe, or so certainly suspicious of, into Maryland. So he gets scooped up as a member of MS-13. He's on ICE's list. And now Chris Van Hollen, after staying in El Salvador for 2 days, gets a meeting with him. And he's sitting there like he's a poor victim. Cut one.
I have been fighting against MS-13 for probably longer than Donald Trump even heard about MS-13. And they're trying to make this case about Kilmar all about MS-13. When in fact, the judge in the case has said they've not provided substantial or any significant evidence to back up their claim.
I just told you the evidence. Look at the police blotter. Look at the arrest record. This guy is a terrible guy. He also is on record saying that Kilmar Abrego Garcia told ICE when he was picked up a couple of weeks ago and sent to El Salvador, he was not afraid to go to Central America before deportation to the mega prison. Why is that significant? Because he told the judge, please don't send me back to El Salvador. I'm afraid of gang violence. Which one is it? That's the one, the guy that Democrats want to rally against? Mahmoud Khalil of Colombia, from hailing from Syria. That's the guy they want to rally for. 56% of the country, when asked, said they're for deporting every illegal immigrant here. That was at 34% before Trump had to come back and finish the job. We go inside the economy, the tariff war, the deals that could be done in just a moment with David Bonson. Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Ashley DeBorge with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Finn Wolfhard and Billy Brick, who wrote, directed, and star in the horror comedy Hell of a Summer, about a group of camp counselors racing to survive a masked killer lurking on the campgrounds. Their love for the genre was part of the inspiration for the film.
We had both written slasher comedies, actually, specifically before.
There was a time where, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, there was just incredible classic teen comedies coming out constantly, and there's just so few now. So we really wanted to do that.
Are there any favorites of all time that you pulled some inspiration from?
Definitely. Yeah, I think a movie we looked at a lot together was Shaun of the Dead. We talked a lot about Superbad.
The first Scream movie was like a massive moment for both of us when we saw that movie. And then same thing, the first Halloween movie.
They say growing up on sets helped them as filmmakers.
I'm lucky that I grew up on set as an actor, because I think if you're a director and you're working with actors and you don't understand acting, I think things can be a little harder.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wished for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One was to hit 700 home runs. The other was to play 20 years. And the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'll have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A trolley driver in Philadelphia who has been making people smile and feel good for 26 years makes today's Dean's List. Tracy Holmes Williams has been working for the Southeast Philadelphia Transportation Authority for over 2.5 decades and says her mission is to treat people with kindness and enjoy their commute around the city. Tracy says you're coming into her house, so she wants to make you feel good and have a nice time. Part of that journey involves uplifting quotes and posters on the inside of her trolley to inspire and keep your chin up. Tracy believes she and her colleagues are on the front lines of a civic mindset and encourages everyone to laugh or smile, to inspire others, because you just never know what kind of day people are having, and it's important to try to make people feel good. Tracy Holmes Williams, it's always sunny in Philadelphia when you're around. Janice Dean, Fox News.
You're interested in it?
Brian's talking about it.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him. I let him know it, and if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast, believe me.
And that is President Trump commenting on Jay Powell, the Fed chair, because he didn't raise rates, and he was critical of the impact that these tariffs could have, and that's just summarizing a speech and an interview that he went through. David Bonson joins us now, the Bonson Group founder, managing partner, and author of Full-Time Work and Meaning of Life. David, your thoughts about Trump's unhappiness with the Fed chair?
I think you mean that because he didn't cut rates, not that he didn't raise rates.
Yes.
The president was upset that he didn't cut.
Yep.
Well, I have two thoughts. I don't agree with the president that he should be, as the commander-in-chief, as the executive branch head, going after the Fed. If we're going to have a Fed, I do think it needs to be independent from the political side. It can't be fully independent. It never has been. But the fact of the matter is, every president ever would always want a Fed cutting rates. Always. You always want some form of stimulation in the economy, no matter how artificial it may be. In this particular case, I agree that the central bank should be cutting and will be. And I have no problem with the Fed pretending it's not going to in between meetings. This is what they've done forever. I've studied this as much as anything I've studied in my adult life. You can't go cut in between meetings without messaging that there's a panic. And so you did it in COVID and you did it during financial crisis, but they have a regularly scheduled meeting and the Fed is going to be cutting and the futures market telegraphs right now an 80% chance of four more rate cuts coming this year. It's going to happen. And so I think that what happens is, the president theoretically, even though I think he's right as to what the central bank ought to do, it undermines that independence that I fear for the future. I don't want the president telling the Fed head what to do. Secretary Bessin agrees with me on this.
How do you feel about our allies now? Israel said, hey, listen, I'll do whatever you need, basically. And we have the prime minister of Italy saying, I can't talk for all of EU, but we're going to get something done. President said yesterday, 100% chance we're going to get something done. Japan, very optimistic. What do you need to see in the financial markets? I like to see deals. And why not just tell me the framework's agreed on? The framework's agreed on. And you got a big staff. Let them fill it in. What would that do for the market? What would it do for the economy?
It's baked into markets. The markets have always assumed we were going to get these deals with Europe, with Israel. Israel said the exact same thing before April 2nd. They said it on March 31st. So
did Vietnam.
And so did Vietnam, who basically had about zero tariffs with us anyways. The issue will be, country by country, getting these announcements. I think that they will be good. I think they will help the president politically. But for the real impact into markets, not just the stock market, but the economy, the overall ability to for our local businesses to be doing capital investment, it's China. That's the big elephant in the room. But as we go through, let's put it this way. It's kind of what we call in finance asymmetrical risk reward. If deals fell apart with Italy and Japan, that would be really bad. But those deals happening at this point are pretty well assumed that they will.
President said he was speaking to the Chinese president.
Yeah, I don't think he's talked to Xi yet, but unless something's happened in the last couple hours.
He says he has been talking to him. I thought that was interesting. They're in conversation. They expect to get a deal. Is this the approach you would think that would lead to a deal?
Well,
here it is. Cut 10.
Uh-huh.
I have a very good relationship with President Xi, and I think it's going to continue. And I would say they have reached out a number of times.
Or they?
Well, the same. I view it very similar. It would be top levels of China. And if you knew him, you would know that if they reached out, he knew exactly. He knew everything about it. He runs it very tight, very strong, very smart. And, we're talking to China.
They didn't say that. They say that publicly, they say it's just the opposite.
Yeah, I think that some sort of deal's coming with China. I 100% agree. The question is, what are they going to get done in the deal? Is it about trade terms? Is it about IP, intellectual property protection? Is it about the currency and China manipulating their currency to benefit them in trade? And does China have desires for us to stop manipulating our currency? Because we settle the balance of payments with U.S. dollar, obviously. So there's a lot out there. I do believe a deal's coming, but I think there's a lot of elements to it that go just beyond tariff rates.
I mean, what has to change? Number one, for national security, we cannot have our rare earth, our magnets in China's basket.
No, but what does the tariff have to do with it? This is the thing with national security is driving me crazy.
Well, they held it back.
But see, the national security issue, we should be taking full control of tomorrow. And there isn't you can jeopardize our national security, but we want 20% for it. Or you know what? We want 30% for it. There's no price for our national security. So that issue, I think, has been weakened by the fact that we pretended T-shirts in Vietnam or watches in Switzerland or coffee in South America were national security. If every single thing's a national security issue, then nothing's a national security issue. The stuff you're bringing up with China is legitimate. That should be anything critical infrastructure should be fully 100% domesticated, at least within our bounds of control. So that issue I separate. When you're talking about regular commercial interest with China, then I think that needs to be separated. We got to quit pretending this is only about what's best for the issue, importers. The U.S. has a ton of exporters that are suffering immensely right now. Small businesses I'm talking to every day.
I want you to hear what Kevin O'Leary said. Cut 28.
Tell me when the China negotiation's over. The rest I don't care about because we're going to get to some deal with Europe and Canada, Mexico, and it's happening. And the market doesn't care anymore. It's already stopped going down. We get all that, and good job, by the way. You know, reciprocal tariffs, whatever they're going to be, 10% or zero. Nobody cares. They care, but they don't care. Everybody cares about China. China is not just a narrative about trade. It's about all the other pent-up issues. Stealing IP, World Trade Organization, disputes, access to their markets. That's the big negotiation, and what Powell is saying is, if you don't get this deal done, we're going to have a lot of goods floating on the water, not being bought by Americans who can't afford the alternative.
Yeah, it's funny. I said kind of the exact same thing to you off air before we got started. I mean, I agree completely that the other issues are less sensitive in the market now because the market's largely assuming a deal will get done. Look, I believe deals were able to get done with all of those countries way before April 2nd. And that, right now, China's what matters. It's the elephant in the room for the dollar amount alone, $500 billion that we buy. And just the percentage of GDP that's on the line. So there, and then his point about IP, he didn't say currency, but I'd add that to the mix. And then other, you know, deal terms and whatnot, but he said access to markets. This is where I get confused. Do we want more access to their markets? See, that goes against what some of the protectionist and anti-free traders argument is. They're saying we should stop doing trade with China. So if the president has a vision of where he wants to go and he just can't share it publicly, that's fine. I don't know if that's what's going on or not, but that would be okay. But what I think is probably the problem, Brian, is I'm not sure there is a particular vision. Are we looking for a decoupling from China? Are we looking for better terms to have more access to their markets? Those are two totally different things. I think if we're going for decoupling and we want a long-term broken relationship with China, we just don't want to be coupled to them economically, then that it can't happen in 3 weeks or 3 months or even 3 years. That's a long-term project.
But except for two things, insist stand out. The rare metals, the magnets, which are the same thing for our defense and for our tech, and also pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, well, the issues with pharmaceuticals is vastly overblown. There is absolutely no reliance on China for us.
Really?
We could do that that could be done very quickly. I'm not at all worried about pharma, but I agree that should be a separated matter. We should have full, complete control of our own pharmaceutical. And that could easily be done domestically by our own policy. We don't have to involve China in that. Now, with you just make it a contingency of FDA approval. If this is vital to American health interest, you cannot have – you have to have show us and validate your contingency plans for manufacturing. I wouldn't mind them manufacturing in other ally nations, but not a communist country, not China, no.
So when you look at gas prices, they're down, they're reasonable. They say inflation did not increase as much as they thought it would. Is there anything – tariff aside, trade aside, how's the economy?
It's pretty vulnerable. I think we have a very high chance of dipping in recession based on what I'm seeing in the data of massive drop of investment, business capital goods expenditures. I think it started to drop a bit in February, dropped a bit more in March, and then I expect in April it's totally
because collapsed. Of this tariff?
The threat of tariff, the uncertainty. Of the tariffs.
Is there something else besides that?
No, but that covers a lot of things. I mean, when you talk about business investment, it's the major issue in the economy for me as a supply sider that you have to produce goods and services to have economic growth. And if businesses stop producing, investing in new goods, ordering new inventory, doing new hiring, new R&D, those things eventually grind the economy down.
Well, how do you feel about the big, beautiful bill and the role it might play if it passes in the next few months?
Well, I would love a big, beautiful bill, and it needs to pass by Memorial Day if it gets
Memorial Day.
Yes, and I think it still can. It right now is in the committees. Then, of course, it ends up going to Budget Committee, and then from there to the House and Senate, and they may have to conference there for some alignment, and then it goes to the President's desk. All those things can happen before Memorial Day. Nothing has broken it down yet. They've had about three major hurdles. The Speaker Johnson and President Trump helped pull it over the line. Now, the issue is that the real weeds are still to be worked through as to what exactly the cost cutting will be, what the budget baseline will be, the president's order of priority for tax cuts. If all they're doing is extending the $400 billion of 2017 Trump tax cuts, and they're just not going to let those go up next year, that's a nothing burger to the economy. It's total status quo. You don't benefit the economy by doing what you already were doing. Now, you hurt the economy if you add $400 billion in tax, but there is not a single person in the market who's expecting those taxes to go higher. So by them preventing that damage, that's good just for table stakes. But then the question is, what additional tax cuts are coming and what additional spending cuts are coming? I'm reasonably optimistic. That is the piece that I just cannot believe how this tariff thing has allowed people to lose sight of how important this is.
Wow, interesting. And that'll be a nice boost, especially if you do a China deal, then you do the big, beautiful bill. Man, you could hit turbo speed.
And if you get 100% business expensing in that bill, you know, he wants no tax on tips and some other things. No tax on tips, soaking wet's $100 billion over a long period of time. It's not a big issue. It's the business expensing could be very stimulative to the economy.
David Bonson, always great to have you in. Thanks so much. Pick up his book, Full-Time Work. Full-Time Work and the Meaning of Life. Back in a moment with Ricky Cobb.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Bill monthly.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A mail carrier from Flint, Michigan makes the Dean's List for saving a young girl from a dog attack. Rungset Bodnar was given an award recently in Washington, D.C. for her bravery and quick thinking when she was on her mail route and noticed a group of kids running near a bus stop. It was then she noticed a large dog dragging a young girl by the leg. There was a woman there trying to get the dog to stop but was unsuccessful, so Rungset pulled her vehicle over and ran to help. She had emergency dog spray with her and had to use it a few times to finally get the dog to drop the child. Emergency vehicles arrived on scene and took her to the hospital where the girl had multiple surgeries for her injuries. She's okay and back in school. When Rungfet was accepting her award, she commented that the little girl hugs her every time she sees her, and that makes it all worthwhile. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Multiple states have been dealing with measles outbreaks in the U.S., spreading in under-vaccinated communities and leading to several deaths, including two children in Texas. But what exactly is it? The measles, or rubeola, is very contagious. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says you might think of it as just a little rash and fever that will go away in a few days. But especially for anyone ages 5 and younger, it can cause serious health complications. And it's so contagious, 9 out of 10 people nearby would get it if not protected. The symptoms include high fever, cough, runny nose, red, watery eyes, and the rash. And complications for kids can include ear infections, diarrhea, pneumonia, and encephalitis. The best prevention? The CDC says it's the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Two doses of it are around 97% effective. One dose, about 93% effective. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, with me in studio is Ricky Cobb, host of the Ricky Cobb Show, right on Outkick.com. You can go see him, or yeah, you can see him at 11 o'clock. You could also follow him at Super 70s Sports. Ricky, welcome.
Brian, pleasure to be here.
And also, you get on Fox Nation, right?
Yes.
Get the stream on Fox Nation.
Absolutely.
First off, your thoughts. The next week's going to be a big week. Football fans get a chance to do the look at the draft. What's your focus?
As I look at it, I'm interested in what's going to happen with Travis Hunter. Obviously, where is Shedeur Sanders?
Two-way player.
Going to go. He's a two-way player, and he's very emphatic.
He says he's going to Cleveland.
Yeah, and if it's going to be Cleveland, look, Cleveland, they've had such a history with quarterbacks. Maybe drafting a quarterback at two is not the best thing for the Cleveland right. Browns. Travis Hunter is very emphatic. He wants to play full-time on both sides of the ball. He's clear about that. I think in the NFL, most people see him as an elite cornerback who can contribute offensively. It'll remain to be seen if he's going to get to play as much on the offensive side of the ball.
And then you see Shedeur Sanders, son of Deion. A lot of people are worried. They're saying, listen, if he's like the number two quarterback and his team's not winning, Deion's going to start making some noise and not focusing on Colorado. I mean, is that a legitimate worry?
I think it is. Now, when his name got associated with the Dallas Cowboys for a while in their coaching hunt, I thought, well, this is it. This is the perfect storm. If Deion wants to exit as Shedeur and Travis are leaving, what better way to do it than to go to Dallas? The fact that that didn't happen leads me to believe that, you know, maybe the commitment to Boulder, Colorado is there. We'll see. If Deion's committed to building a program and sustaining it,
huge money,
I think
it's unbelievable. It's very rare for these superstar players to become coaches. Why do you think that is?
I think it reminds me of Ted Williams when he was a manager. I think for the great ones, sometimes it's frustrating that other players can't do what they did. And I think sometimes it's the bench guy, right? It's the utility guy. It's the guy who just carved out a 5 or 10 year veteran career, right? It's your Craig Councils who become oftentimes the best managers. I mean, we've seen some great players who went on to be great coaches and managers, but you're right. It's pretty rare. Deion is doing better than I thought he would. I was skeptical at first.
Right.
Of Deion.
It's going to be good with Marshall Faulk now. Be coaching his running backs. One of the great ones.
Can't ask for better.
You know who was probably the most successful? Larry Bird.
Larry Bird did
everything. GM as a coach and a player.
Yeah, Larry.
In Indiana.
Larry Bird is one of those guys that sort of broke the mold and was able to be successful in every facet.
So, Ricky, I want you to hear this exchange at Atlanta Braves game with the sideline reporter, I guess in-stadium reporter. Tell me what you think, how Ricky Cobb would handle this.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not, I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable. So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this.
Hey, Ricky, is that good television?
I think it's pretty damn good television myself. Wiley, shout out to Wiley and the entire Braves announcing team there. They were his wingmen. Right, I believe.
That's pretty cool. I mean, plus in a baseball game, you're looking for some type of action. So overall, your team of the Bears.
I'm a Bears guy. Yes.
What do the Bears need?
Better offensive line play, number one. You can't let Caleb Williams end up on his butt 68 or 69 times.
Is he the guy? Is he the franchise quarterback?
I think he's the guy. I do believe that. The investment is there. He's going to get a lot of runway to be the guy. Last year, you got to realize, 20 touchdown passes, only 6 interceptions in a year that otherwise was not that stellar for the Chicago Bears. So I saw some glimpses last year, Brian.
Aaron Rodgers talked to you yesterday about what happened with the Jets. He goes 3,000 miles across the country, meets with Aaron Glenn, and Aaron Glenn in 20 seconds goes, yeah, we don't want you back. What's going on there?
The Jets define dysfunction in the NFL. You can look at the Browns.
Coach.
You can look at the Jaguars. There are other teams. But, I mean, you look at what happened last year. Woody Johnson, you bring in Aaron Rodgers. You get Aaron Rodgers' favorite toy in Devontae Adams. They end up firing the coach. They fire the general manager. You had people saying that the owner's teenage sons were giving him advice about players based on their Madden ratings. So there's a lot of things. The players gave ownership an F in the NFLPA report card for their team. It's the only team in the NFL that the franchise's players gave ownership an F.
You just come into New York and you put everybody down.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Ricky, check out his show at 11 o'clock today and every day. Ricky, congratulations on the success over an OutKick.
Thank you so much.
You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Keep it here.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8178. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8178. That's 800-550-8178. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned it. Yeah. I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks and no place in the Constitution for women, and in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
She's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says trade negotiations with many nations are underway. White House correspondent Greg Clugston gives us an overview.
As countries scramble in response to across-the-board tariffs, the president says the U.S. is doing very well with negotiations. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says many nations want to secure trade deals.
We've got a process in place. We're working on the big 15 economies first.
Last week, the administration had talks with Japan and calls with the EU. Next week, negotiations are scheduled with South Korea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Regarding those talks with Japan, the U.S. Ambassador to Japan, George Glass, says he's very optimistic the U.S. and Tokyo will reach a deal
in their negotiations.
The Secretary of Treasury, the Secretary of Commerce are both people that I know and have spoken with and are brilliant in their fields. And they're also very creative, out-of-the-box thinkers. And when I saw that President Trump then decided he was going to get involved and has now named this his top priority, that's why I have a lot of confidence that we'll get something done.
Also at townhall.com, Supreme Court blocks new deportation under the Alien Enemies Act. Correspondent Donna Warder has details.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled early Saturday in a temporary order that there are to be no more deportations of Venezuelans being held in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The High Court was acting on an emergency appeal from the American Civil Liberties Union. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The Supreme Court had said earlier that deportations could proceed only if those about to be removed had a chance to argue their case in court and were given reasonable time to contest their removal. Donna Warder, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The government fast-tracks a construction project to protect an aging oil pipeline in the Great Lakes.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will fast-track permits to build a protective tunnel around an aging on-bridge oil pipeline that runs under a channel connecting two Great Lakes. The move comes after President Donald Trump issued an executive order in January mandating that federal agencies identify energy projects that need expedited emergency permits. The Corps designated the tunnel project as an emergency under the order. Corps officials say they'd initially planned to make a permitting decision early next year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Eastern and Western churches will celebrate Easter on the same day this year, while marking 1,700 years since the Council of Nicaea Unified Christian Doctrine. The Pope and Evangelical Patriarch Bartholomew agrees. This is SRN News. Former President Bill Clinton returned to Oklahoma City for a remembrance ceremony 30 years after the deadliest homegrown attack in U.S. history. Clinton was president on April 19, 1995, when a truck bomb exploded, destroying a nine-story building, federal building in the city's downtown area, and killed 168 lives, including 19 children. Austin Allen was at the gathering today.
It's a joyous moment for us to come up here every anniversary, and I honestly look forward to it. It's not something that I, you know, hide from. We meet it head on because, you know, we want to be the victors in this story.
He lost his father in the bombing. On Wall Street Friday, stocks rose, but the worst drop for United Healthcare Group in a quarter century kept the markets in check. The S&P 500 up 0.1%. Another drop for NVIDIA helped NASDAQ down 0.1%, and the Dow Jones slump 1.3%. More news at townhall.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Sargon at the bottom of the hour. Of course, One Nation coming up Sunday at 10 o'clock. That is, hopefully, you'll be able to close up your Easter, get everyone out of your house, and then focus on cable television. I believe that should be the focus on Easter. A lot of people have differing views on that. If you're looking for J.D. Vance, check Rome. That's where he is. Meeting with the Prime Minister in Rome. One day after meeting the Prime Minister of Italy, met with the President in Washington. Jason Chaffetz in studio. Before we get to Jason, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
My personal opinion is that Harvard kind of deserves everything that's happened, everything that's coming to it. But I think Harvard is faced with a choice, and it seems like they're making the wrong choice.
No kidding.
To double down on these crazy ideas.
The Harvard havoc, the Ivy institution taking on Trump. Why anyone choosing to fight Trump will lose, especially when you have a lot to hide.
Number two.
I have a very good relationship with President Xi, and I think it's going to continue. And I would say they have reached out a number of times.
Really? Okay. Intensity grows on the tariff war with China. Our allies and nemesis are coming together. But what about the deals, Mr. President? Cut some deals.
Number one.
It's kind of a disturbing pattern. This Democratic Party, they have all these iconic people. They want to die on the altar of their freedom. They fixate on these people, and they don't care about the victim.
Yep, that is Victor Davis Hanson. Keep him here. Kilmer Arbergo Garcia gets his meeting with Senator Van Hollen as the wife-beating gangster is the darling of Democrats. Go figure. We talk about this and where the polls are and what they reveal about the president's immigration strategy. Jason Chaffetz, I'm stunned. You just mentioned me. You know Congressman Chris Van Hollen turned Senator Chris Van Hollen. He goes to El Salvador and after 2 days gets a meeting with his constituent, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador. Two judges said he's a member of MS-13. He's already picked up a traffic stop with seven people, one of which on the terror watch list was rounded up. You could see he was arrested with rolls of cash in his hand. He beat his wife twice. This is the guy that Democrats want back?
I don't understand it. I'm so flabbergasted by this. This is not. We don't owe this guy anything. We don't owe him anything. He's a resident of El Salvador. He's back in El Salvador. He's not even in jail in El Salvador. But you know what? We don't import and go out of our way to facilitate bringing in gangbangers, let alone MS-13 people who beat their wives. Even in Tennessee, there's a news article about him getting pulled over and potentially being involved and engaged in some human trafficking. Yet the Biden administration just let him go. So we don't owe him anything. I don't understand why they continue to prioritize the criminal element and that they don't prioritize the people who want to come here legally and lawfully.
This guy, President Bukele, was in the White House on Monday, and at which time he said, I talked to some of the people that we have in our jails. He said, what were you doing? Well, I was in the U.S. I was arrested six times. On the seventh time, I ended up here. Six times. And he's mocking us. Today, he put out, he's a funny guy, he sounds like. He says, put out on Twitter, he said, Kilmer Abrego Garcia miraculously has risen from death camps in torture, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen, the tropical paradise of El Salvador. He went on to say, now that he's confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador custody. So he's not going anywhere. And Chris Van Hollen speaks. Cut to.
But I am here to vouch for the judicial system in the United States, which guarantees individuals the right to due process. And that is the difference between being illegally detained and abducted, like Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
Abducted. This guy was on a removal order. And what happened is Homan looked at the list and said, get this guy out. So he already had his day in court. His asylum claim was being evaluated. Bottom line is, I could see this being a story, but it is the Democratic story. But be smart about it, Congressman. Do you think that Senator Booker continues with his plan to go there next week?
I don't understand. Go ahead. Take all, knock yourselves out. Go down there. Take all
taxpayer
the pictures.
Dollars?
Go take all the pictures you want. But to what effect? Like, what about the victims? You know, I had a chance earlier this week to interview a sheriff there in Maryland. And I asked the sheriff, I said, have you ever seen Senator Van Hollen there? Have you ever seen Senator Van Hollen do a ride along and see what MS-13 is doing in your communities? No, never seen him. What, Baltimore? You can't go fix Baltimore? Why don't we go work on Baltimore before you go down to El Salvador and try to import MS-13 gang members? They ought to be applauding the idea that they can help clean up that community.
But listen to Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Cut 6.
When you have a Supreme Court decision that was issued instructing the administration to facilitate Mr. Abrego Garcia's return, then it seems to me that ultimately the court is going to need to aggressively enforce its decision. When you've got lower courts who have issued orders, then of course the jurisdiction will fall with them.
So are they going to be forced to bring this guy back? I mean, they're going to continue. This Judge Boasberg is not stopping.
Don't tell me, Democrats, you're all about the rule of law when you open up the gates and let millions of people into this country illegally. I mean, you have no water to carry on that. And this is, again, it's priorities. What are you trying to fight for? I don't think there's a legal case.
Mm-hmm.
He's a resident of El Salvador. He's a gangbanger. He beat, you know, this woman, according to her.
He had a 3-month protection order.
I mean, I don't, why do we feel like we have an obligation to this guy, Democrats? We don't. Tell me what you're doing to help all the legal, lawful people, the people that are getting lined coming in the right way. Show me what you're doing there. Work with Republicans on that.
So 56% of the country are now in support of deporting all illegals. It was 34% in 2016. So they've had it. And thank you, Joe Biden, for absolutely outraging almost every American with your absolutely irresponsible border policy. But let's talk about the other major story, and that's the tariff trauma. You know, what are we going to see the end of this? How do you think the president is doing conducting this?
Look, I think we're wake up 6 months from now and the country is going to be much better off. I actually like it. I think the idea of reciprocity between the countries that we have equal. But I kind of wonder, I'm starting to wonder out loud, you know, if you take tariffs down to zero, I don't know that necessarily meets the goal that the president is seeking, which is to have some revenue from these tariffs. So I don't know where the negotiations are. I think we have a lot of friends out there like Japan that we can come up with some good quality deals with. I think the market is certainly seeking that, but the president knows how to negotiate. I'd give him that. I wouldn't want to be on the other side of the negotiation from President Trump.
Well, some are outraged by, including Thomas Friedman. You have another David Brooks of the New York Times calling for a nationwide protest, conservative. You listen to Thomas Friedman, Cut 18.
Day two has to be a strategy for what you do the morning after here. How do you then build the industrial base that you want to take advantage of the time you're buying with your tariffs? So what are these guys doing? Trump put up a wall, okay, against China. And then they went out and shocked the American car companies. Ford was just downgraded today. I saw its stock, I think, is down to $7.50. Why is that? Because Ford did everything that Biden asked it to do, that a rational company would ask it to do, that we would want it to do. And then what does Donald Trump do? He comes in with his right-wing woke bull and says, we don't do EVs here. EVs are for girly men. We only do manly industries.
Well, he's being sarcastic at the end, but he's not going to provide a mandate for electric cars. I guess that's upsets Thomas Friedman. What's your thought?
Yeah, I don't think there needs to be a mandate. I think it's a viable car. Tesla has proven that. I'm sympathetic to Ford because I do think, right or wrong, and I think it was wrong, they kind of followed the lead of President Biden, and they did invest billions of dollars to try to go all green with all these promises that were just hollow. They were fake. They weren't true. I think if you are a major manufacturer and you're making the effort and making the public commitment to move your manufacturing. You just can't flip the switch and 2 weeks later start making auto parts in, you know, in Dearborn, Michigan. It's just, you can't turn it that fast. I wish they could, but they can't. But if you make the commitment, I do think you should be able to get some relief.
Absolutely. The president, I think, is thinking about putting that on hold, the car part of it. That's where I think that he could have thought about it better.
Well, and there are other industries that with manufacturing, if they make the commitment or they're going to onshore things, give them at least some time to actually execute on that and reward those companies that are going to do that. And then we've got to get a workforce that's ready to actually fill those jobs.
Right now, according to Mike Rowe told me on Friday, that we have 430,000 open manufacturing jobs.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and it's a lot of skill set, and it's something that needs to be trained up for. These will be good quality jobs, but you can't, again, just assume that we've got, you know, tens of thousands of people. I don't like the idea of handing out all these benefits to people for not working when you have so many jobs that are open.
Here's Scott Bessent on what the strategy is from Trump. Cut 17.
We've had a process in place. We're working on the big 15 economies first. We had a fantastic meeting with Japan yesterday. I believe there have been calls with the EU already. And then we have South Korea coming in next week. And I believe India is also talking. That's moving very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's signaling.
Yeah, let's do it.
India, South Korea, Japan, and the EU. I mean, and then, you know, obviously Canada and Mexico. And those are the big ones that we've got to get done sooner rather than later.
All right, Congressman, what else are you doing today?
I'm outnumbered.
You're
straight
gonna be
the man. I'm the man in the middle.
All right.
I'm dressed like an Easter egg. I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. And, of course, you can do the religious thing because you're pro-religion.
Oh, yeah.
You have
a Christian.
Strong moral compass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
that's what I keep telling myself.
There's been some questions.
Yeah.
Molly King.
Sure, North.
Jason Chaffetz, thanks so much. Bottom of the hour, Batya Unger Sargon. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. An Ohio substitute teacher was busted for allegedly offering a high school student $2,000 to kill her estranged husband in a bizarre murder-for-hire plot that was foiled by the teen's mother. 44-year-old Stephanie Demetrius was arrested last week on first-degree conspiracy charges after the student's mom found texts between her son and the sub. Police say Demetrius approached the student at school in Columbus on March 26th and offered him the cash to kill her soon-to-be ex-husband, giving the teenager $250 as a down payment. A phone call was recorded where Demetrius confirmed the remainder of the payment. Demetrius was in the process of divorcing her husband, who she married in 2004, and let the teenager know when he would be working from home and when her four kids would be out of the house. A prosecutor in the case says Demetrius had previously threatened her husband, and he got an order of protection against her. She's being held on $150,000 bond. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox on Justice. Police in Aurora, Colorado say they have taken down a technically advanced burglary ring made up of Colombian nationals. The five suspects are now in ICE custody facing charges of second-degree burglary and or conspiracy to commit second-degree burglary. According to police, they hit 21 Aurora homes. Referring to the group as a, quote, sophisticated crew, investigators say the suspects used counter-surveillance when targeting their victims and then used signal jamming technology to get past home security alarm systems. Law enforcement says it uncovered hundreds of pieces of stolen property, including jewelry and stacks of cash. They found expensive clothing, luxury items, as well as weapons. They also found tracking devices and Wi-Fi signal jammers. We do not know at this time if there is any connection between the burglary ring busted here in Colorado and other international theft rings. Law enforcement here is also looking into whether these Colorado suspects are connected to other burglaries in the state. Alicia Acuna, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If it's not possible, if we're so far apart that this is not going to happen, then I think the president's probably at a point where he's going to say, well, we're done. You know, we'll do what we can on the margins. We'll be ready to help whenever you're ready to have peace. But we're not going to continue with this endeavor for weeks and months on end.
Well, that was interesting when Marco Rubio came out and said yesterday in France before he met with Macron, who's going to help. He says, I want to play a role in this, and maybe that'll help. We'll see. Macron is unable to persuade Putin not to invade. Remember, he was there for about 12 hours the week before. So right now, Vladimir Putin, it's all his fault. Not only did he start it unnecessarily, not only has he paid the huge price economically, cause uproar in the West and the East of Europe and around the world, strife here at home as people debate how many billions we should be giving them. So my sense is either way, we're going to do a rare earth deal with Ukraine. He's going to announce it Monday or Tuesday. Meanwhile, Russians are trying for a battalion move. First time a whole mechanized battalion moved in the south in with Ukraine, and they were able to repel it for now. But I think that we should arm up. I mean, General Keane said it. Arm up the Ukrainians. Tell them if you walk away, Vladimir Putin, if you continue to stall, there'll be a price to pay. Number one, more sanctions on third parties that are buying your oil. That includes India and China. And what about additional bank sanctions on you and fully reinforcing the natural gas trade you're doing with the West? Because it was supposedly going to hurt both of them. But I just thought, too, General Keane talked about where they go from here. And with me today on Fox and Friends. And he basically says you have to arm them up and you got to fully sanction them and let them know if it continues, there's going to be additional sanctions. Here he is, cut 44.
The president wants peace. President Zelensky of Ukraine wants peace. The Ukrainian people want peace. There's one player here who doesn't want it, and that's Putin. And he's been stiffing us for weeks. The secretary knows that, Marco Rubio, Mike Waltz, the national security advisor knows it, the negotiators know it, and the president of the United States know it. And this is the Russian playbook. Delay, 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 stall, get concessions.
And that's maybe. But if they push it too far and the U.S. walks away, they're going to be back up into that never-ending war. I'm not convinced they want the never-ending war. I think there's a part of them knows how hard it is to recruit. They're having a huge problem recruiting, and with the money they got to give them to bribe them into doing it, they're out of prisoners. Most of them are dead. So the Russian officials continue to reiterate that Russian President Putin has a non-negotiable demand for extensive territorial concessions from Ukraine. Really? So additional concessions upon the land you stole, and the forces recently conducted a roughly battalion-sized mechanized assault, but it was repelled. The Kremlin is adopting increasingly threatening rhetoric towards the rest of Europe. People notice that, especially in the Baltics. They're also increasingly adapting their drones to facilitate chemical weapon strikes. Can you imagine that? Chemical weapons in Europe with these countries so tightly knit together. Another thing is, huge stakes as for Israel and for the U.S. as the U.S. gets in talks with Iran. I am not optimistic anything will emerge. Sadly, maybe Iran will fake like they're going to get something done. The president will say, we're making progress, we're almost done, and then they're going to back off. Because if they're able to go another year, they're going to get new missile defense in there. They're going to learn from the intelligence, from the attacks from Israel and the unsuccessful attacks on Israel that the U.S. and Israel and even Jordan was able to help thwart. And they're just going to arm up again. We're going to say, why did we miss that window? Well, what could you possibly use? I'm not saying I want war. And if you read that article in the New York Times, Susie Wiles was pushing back and saying, we don't want a wider Middle Eastern war. Tulsi Gabbard, as Director of National Intelligence, said, there's some indications the war could spread if we start bombing into Iran. Why? They got their proxies that might invade and create havoc in Yemen and other places. That's true. But the other side of the whole thing would be for Iran to get a nuclear weapon, Saudi Arabia would have one the next day. Here's what General Keane said on Fox and Friends, cut 38.
While the United States wants peace and stability in the region, we've got to recognize Israel's position here. They look at Iran having a nuclear weapon as an existential threat to their country. And that's the reality of it, and we've got to be able to support them.
Yeah, and then he went on to say what will happen next. Cut 39.
If Iran got a nuclear weapon, Brian, and this is why the president is adamant about this, what will happen in the region? There will be a nuclear arms race in the region. Yep. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, other countries will all get nuclear weapons. And the danger of that is, given the volatility of the Middle East, we could see for the first time in history an exchange of nuclear weapons.
No
question.
Because
of that volatility and that destability. Stakes are very high here.
We know Israel has nuclear weapons. I'm not worried about them. Pakistan, I'm always worried that they have nuclear weapons. India also has the bomb. Not worried about them. China will be responsible, as will Russia, enemy nation, sure. North Korea, everyone should be worried about that. And then to let Iran welcome into that club, knowing that the door is wide open now. I know Michael Waltz and Marco Rubio, when they were in Congress in the House and Senate, I know where they stood. I don't know what's going on and who's listening to who in Washington, in the White House. I know J.D. Vance is not for it. Tulsi Gabbard was not for taking out Soleimani. I don't know how she's going to change her tune. Big fan of both, but they're just differing views. And I hope the president goes with his original instincts, the ones that took out Soleimani, because it makes America safer.
step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Nathan Radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
When you have a Supreme Court decision that was issued instructing the administration to facilitate Mr. Abrego Garcia's return, and it seems to me that ultimately the court is going to need to aggressively enforce its decision. When you've got lower courts who have issued orders, then of course the jurisdiction will fall with them.
So that's Akeem Jeffries, who just flabbergasted that we sent these people over to El Salvador. One in particular kind of stands out. I think you might have heard his name. He's probably the most well-known illegal immigrant ever. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who told ICE, by the way, yesterday, when he was picked up a couple of weeks ago and sent over to El Salvador, he was not afraid to go back to Central America. That was right before his deportation to a mega prison. That's where Senator Van Hollen was, meeting with him and express his feeling towards his wife. Now that they're separated, that he loves her. With me right now is Bhatia Unger Sargon, journalist and author of Second Class, How the Elites Portrayed America's Working Men and Women. Bhatia, welcome back. Your thoughts about the flabbergasted Democrats upset that this guy has not been brought back.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. I cannot believe they're literally going with Je suis Kilmar, right? Like, they are literally out here white knighting for a wife beater, a human trafficker. This guy is the scum of the earth, a guy who had insignia of MS-13, which is they had the eyes, the ears, and the mouth of the president crossed out. Okay, this is a gangbanger, and they are literally out here staking their entire reputation on this person's due process rights, which, by the way, he got due process. He had an order of deportation. The one mistake that the Trump administration made was they sent him to the wrong country. But you know what, Brian? Whatever country they sent him to, this is a person who belongs in prison.
Right.
Because that is where you belong when you beat the crap out of your wife when she is holding your child. And they're just, the Democrats want this to be their poster child. I just cannot get over it. And just one more thing, Brian. I'm starting to think that the Trump administration is picking these cases and then intentionally withholding crucial information about them to see how far the Democrats will go before it all comes out who they are. I think they did that with Kilmar. I think they did that with Mahmoud Khalil, where it turns out he was part of UNRWA, an organization that the Biden administration determined was so tightly connected to Hamas that they defunded them, right? So I think Trump is just doing an amazing job making an absolute mockery of the Democrats.
Right. I mean, would it have been simpler to give this, put him to another country? Perhaps. But to think that this guy would, upon further review, not come out worse. So do you think that Cory Booker goes next week? Evidently, he's putting together a team to go to visit this guy next week.
I really hope he does, Brian.
Think about this. And he's gonna, you know, he's going to cry and do something histrionic. Here's what Chris Van Hollen said. Cut three.
We need to make sure that the court system works and due process works, because if you take it away for any individual, it's a very short road to taking it away for every American.
First they come from Kilmar, and then they're going to come from Kilmeade. Am I correct? So they're going to go right from speeding ticket to an El Salvadorian prison for all of us. We're all doomed. So have you been on CNN when they've discussed this case?
Yeah.
And do they understand how bad a guy this is, or like who they're defending?
Well, what they'll say is that the slippery slope that Van Hollen made, which of course is nonsense, it's projection, right? Like, this is the thing with the Democrats. Every accusation is a confession. They're saying if Trump deports illegal gangbangers, he's then going to come for us. No, the only person making a slippery slope between citizens and non-citizens is the Democrats in making that argument, right? People are saying, oh, you know, if he doesn't have civil rights, I don't have civil rights. He doesn't have civil rights. You have them because you are an American. You should be zealous of that. You should be zealous of the difference between you and a legal immigrant. You should be proud of being an American. And instead, they want to dilute their own rights.
It's crazy. This guy, President Bukele, is a riot. He said, Gracia, miraculously risen from the death camps and torture, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen as the tropical paradise El Salvador. He goes and posts again, said now that he's been confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador custody. And then when asked, are you going to finance Mark Green as chairman of Homeland Security, a codel for Democrats to go visit this guy, she says this: there is no excuse for Dems to waste taxpayer dollars visiting and defending a transnational gang member and reported domestic abuser. If Democrats care so much about defending the individual, they can use their own personal credit cards, not taxpayer money, to virtue signal their radical base. I can't really challenge anything he said.
Right. And honestly, it reminds me of Bernie Sanders and AOC flying in private jets at taxpayer expense around the country
to fight oligarchy.
Exactly. To fight the oligarchy and fight climate change. Right. I mean, the ads just write themselves.
So to talk about that, the Democrats, they just did the oligarchy tour, I guess, is getting big crowds. And it prompted one expert, Nate Silver, and another to look and put odds on who is going to be the leader of the Democrats come 2028. And I was a little surprised to see that he and his buddy on the podcast put their money. His name is Galen Droop. Do you know him?
Mm-mm.
So he's another pollster. This is what they say, who is going to emerge as the leader. Cut 46.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has broad appeal across the Democratic Party, and there's a lot of people who could potentially get on board with her.
I agree with everything. She was going to be my first pick, and I can't conceal that now, right? Because of some of the polling, because she has this kind of progressive lane, probably not to herself, because she is younger and media savvy. I mean, look, in polls, if she were to run primary Chuck Schumer, she is now ahead in those polls, and New York Democrats are actually a pretty moderate lot.
I think she's going to run. If you've been following her moves in terms of her fight oligarchy tour, in terms of the kind of content she's putting out on social media.
You think he's going to run? Do you think she's a presidential candidate, Bhatia?
I didn't think that until Nate Silver said it, but now I'm thinking about it. And, you know, honestly, I mean, obviously, I'm sure Republicans are really hoping for that because a lot of her ideas are not popular. I really like her. I think she's very genuine. I think she does appeal to younger people. I don't think she has a chance in hell because her views that she's chosen on populism are very out of touch with the working class. So people keep asking me, Bhatia, why are the Democrats, in every issue that's an 80-20 issue, they keep picking the 20, right? Every issue that has like massive support from the American people, they keep picking the other side of it. And the reason for that, Brian, is because that's their base, is the top 20%, the over-credentialed college elites. That's who's turning out for these rallies. They're almost all white. They're all older people. They're wealthy people. That is who the Democrats' base is. And those people really like AOC because they think she's what young people like. But actually what young people like is Donald Trump, right? There's this very interesting moment happening where the Republicans through Trump have become a lot cooler and the Democrats are a little bit more cringe. On policy specifically, I think she's great on health care, which is something the Republicans really need to take a look at. She really does speak to where a lot of people's frustration is on that. But on immigration, on the economy, on
foreign policy,
social issues, the trans issue. She's got nothing else except for a lot of real humanity and charisma. So I would love for her to run. I think that would be a great conversation for us to have as a nation.
Well, you know what? I would like to see Democrats really run against each other. They don't have real primaries. You know, yes, they selected Biden because Bernie Sanders looked like he was going to win. They selected Hillary Clinton because it looks like Bernie Sanders was going to win. The last real fight they had was Obama, Hillary, John Edwards.
Right.
And you actually just let them fight it out. Plus, you have to find out where the weakness is in their agendas and in their them as candidates. But when you don't put them against each other, you basically just keep them in a bubble until they get exposed to the other side. And then they're always shocked when things don't go their way. So Yale did a survey, and they say that right now among the Democrats, number one is Kamala. Number with 27%. Number two is AOC at 21. Pete Buttigieg at 14. Newsom at 6. Shapiro at 4. That's among Democrats. So
yeah.
I mean, it's early.
It's very early.
But
yeah,
to see where that goes. The other thing I want to talk about is what's going on with these Ivy Leaguers. I think one of the great things that President Trump is doing that I was not thinking was going to be an issue was when Barnard got raided and they started with the anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic protests and takeovers, which is an affiliate of Columbia. President Trump said, okay, no, we're not tolerating this. Who's in charge of it? Mahmoud Khalil, you're out. Over 300 have been ousted. These schools have been scrutinized. Now $400 million has been frozen with Columbia. They've had another interim president leave. They're going after Harvard and Princeton, freezing their funds. But I think this is the one thing they're going to expose the bias on these college campuses. Where do you think it's heading?
I could not agree with you more. First of all, I think Trump already won with Harvard because he got them to say, like, no way. We will never stop importing, you know, anti-American, anti-Semitic foreign students for their money. No way. We will never stop discriminating against conservatives. You know, like he got them to admit that they really don't stand for all of the like faux values that they pretend to stand for. They literally came out and said, we're going to euthanize these animals if you don't give us the $2 billion. It's like you have a $60 billion endowment.
$60 billion.
Could you save your own animals, please? No, they will not. And the whole thing is like they think that they have the Trump administration hostage because they live in this bubble, as you said, Brian. They think everybody worships them. Mm-hmm. Right. And again, that top 20%, the over-credentialed college elites, they do. They look at Harvard as this beacon of whatever. The other 80% of Americans look at Harvard as this stuck-up elitist institution that has contempt for them, that hates America, hates the Jewish people, hates Western values, and literally undermines them by inculcating in the next generation all of the worst ideology. The American people could care less if Harvard exists or not. Right. And I think Trump is doing such an amazing job putting pressure on all of the weakest points that the Democrats have.
So I'll push back with Ryan Enos. He's a Harvard government professor, cut 32.
It would be foolish of me to say that it doesn't exist.
You mean anti-Semitism?
Of course, anti-Semitism does exist in the United States. But one thing we have to make sure is that we don't conflate these things like people protesting a war with anti-Semitism. And, you know, in the United States, people have a right to protest whatever they want.
So he feels nothing is out of control. He went on to say this about the taxpayer money, cut 33.
Ultimately, this isn't a question about funding, and this is a question about the freedom of institutions and free speech in the United States. And so, you know, we could put aside that dollar amount, and I would ultimately be fine with that as long as Harvard remains a place that is free, like all institutions should be in the United States, to decide what they can do for themselves.
So should they do what Hillsdale did, just not take any money, what the University of Austin's doing in Texas now, just not take any money?
They're welcome to do that. They are welcome to put their money where their mouth is and say we are a private institution that stands against the Jewish students who go here, against the United States of America, against conservatives, and against viewpoint diversity. If they really want to do that, if they want to pay $2 billion for the right to say that, Gesundheit, as my people say. Go and be healthy. Knock yourselves out. What you don't have the right to do is take $2 billion from the hardest working Americans, from their taxpayer dollars, and institute a regime that undermines the very country that they exist in and that they are feeding off of and spooning off of and just basically, you know, using the American people in order to undermine them. And the worst part about it is, Brian, that the Democrats oversaw an economy. You remember when President Obama defunded vocational training?
Yeah.
The whole idea there was everyone's going to go to college. That's going to be the avenue to the American dream. So exposure to anti-American ideology at college campuses became the gatekeeper of whether you could afford the American dream. It's so disgusting,
yeah.
And I'm so glad Trump is exposing it.
Well, but I love everything. I love the fact that they're going to examine what foreign students get accepted, examine admissions, what your policy is, make them go ahead and define it, and then tell me, you say you're a great research institution. Show me what you're doing. Show me what you have achieved. Show me how much money is going to research, how much is going to overhead, how many people were hired. On discovery, when all these cases are this being lined up, Harvard's going to say, I give.
Totally.
Let's just cut a deal here. I don't think they want the scrutiny. And they don't think anyone had the courage to do it. Meanwhile, how ironic that Joe Biden goes there yesterday, waddles into a class, drops his ice cream, and then just saunters after out. I mean, that's what you left.
Really sad, yeah. And I think the one thing that they will really not stand for, which was in the demands from Trump, was every professor and every administrator having all of their work screened for plagiarism. They will never allow that, Brian.
That's Christopher Rufo that exposed, yeah. That's the problem. And now with AI, I love to see, like, AI proof. Lastly, I think it's also important to bring up that they have the anti-Semitism. They got the money. I also think they're going to look into what these other countries are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have foreign students, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is Qatar giving Texas Tech billions of dollars? What do they want in return? Why is Saudi Arabia and China doing this? I think they got to be able to register this money, because if you're going to take U.S. institutions, you're going to put your your residents there, your citizens there, what are you doing with this money? I just think, you know, if I had an institution, if I had a charity, and I was getting money from Gaza, there'll be an investigation into me. So Kristi Noem is looking into all of this. I don't think they're going to love this autopsy.
It's great. It's great. Like you said, I love it all, straight into my veins. And the fact that the people who are affiliated with these institutions are under this like insane misapprehension that the American people admire them and are going to stand up for them and are going to put their political capital on the line for Harvard. Yeah. It's so insane.
You wouldn't even let us take a tour on your campus, let alone actually go and get into your school, even as a valedictorian. I just thought it was so interesting. The New York Times podcast interviewed the president of Princeton. And he's talking about, we have diversity. When it comes to something like climate change and vaccines, there is no school of thought. There's climate change is real and vaccines work. Oh, okay. Do you listen to yourself? Bhatia, thanks so much.
Thank
I will see you,
you
on
Brian.
One Nation Sunday at 10 o'clock, all right?
I sure will.
Back
God
in a
bless
moment.
You.
Illuminating, intriguing, inculcating.
I know some of these words.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s. And less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-806-1641 and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-806-1641. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-806-1641 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-806-1641.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, I think this is real. We'll see. Her comments so far, she's been kind of quiet. Of course, she does a typical thing the left always does. The left will, you know, they'll be, they always accuse us of what they're doing. And the other thing they always do, the left will tell a lie. Trump did something wrong. Big media will report it. Big tech will amplify it. And then if you tell the truth, they call you names. And that's exactly what she did. I think she called President Trump and his administration bullies for simply pointing out that it looks like she lied on these forms, and she did it to get better terms and a better rate on the loans. So she was doing it for personal gain, and you're not supposed to do those kind of things.
So the attorney general in New York, who called out President Trump and sued him in criminal, in civil court, and won a judgment of $450 million, knocked down to something like $270, and now the president's appealing it and find out if he owes it. Why would the president be found guilty? They said he falsified financial documents. The banks didn't complain. He pushed back on it, but unsympathetic judge decides he's owed this. The state is owed this money, even though nobody got hurt on this. So then they looked at Letitia James and said, well, she's got a 5-bedroom dwelling. How come she only listed it 4? She lied. Hey, wait a second. She bought properties in 1983 and 2001 with her dad as a co-signer, as well as listing him as her spouse. She lied on a form. And what about saying that Virginia is a primary residence to get favorable terms on a purchase? Not New York, where she's attorney general. She lied. By the way, quick note, History, Liberty, and Laughs, back in action with Fox Nation, June 21st, Dayton, Ohio, Victoria Theater, August 23rd, Winspear Opera House in Dallas, Texas, and in Richmond, Virginia, September 27th. It's going to be great. It's patriotic, inspirational, motivational. BrianKilmeade.com.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8178. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8178. That's 800-550-8178. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Tonight, creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us to vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.